Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School to talk right now with Coach Brian Nenny. How's it going, Coach? It's raining.
It's going great, man. It's a great night for football.
Yeah, look at sideways. I'm sure you played in this stuff.
A couple times. A handful of times here and there. But yeah, I'm excited for the night. It should be good. Hopefully it'll dry out a little bit.
Coach, you got something here I got to mention. You're coaching in your fourth season at Lafayette Central Catholic. You first in your class here probably means a lot to you.
Well, I mean everything. They were freshmen when I got here, and we're kind of out the, you know, we're out the, you know, the last couple weeks, and I'm gonna miss these guys dearly. But they embraced me, my family, and they've been great to coach. Love every one of them.
Absolutely. I've been mentioning Clark Barry. I gotta mention he's number three right now in the state of Indiana in passing.
Yeah, Clark Barry is an absolute stud. The offense, you know, the offense revolves around him. And how he plays. Never had a QB like this. Just knows the game. He can call the plays if he wanted to. Just an absolute stud of a human being. If my boys turn out like Clark Barrett, man, I'd be a happy guy.
I tell you what, I watched you guys play when he was a sophomore. You and Lucas Doyle, you got the win. That was quite a game. But I gotta mention, every time I look at him, he takes a shotgun snap. He's got so much poise and patience in the pocket.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, like I said, he's just an absolute wagon of a human being, just a stud. Just happy he's on our team, for sure.
His dad and his brother same way.
Oh, for sure. Great family, just electric human beings.
And I'm going to talk about Baylon Smith. Tell me what you think. He's got 8 touchdowns. He'll put the ball in play. He got 772 this year in yardage.
Yeah, no, just a workhorse back. Hard to bring down. Guy with just great athleticism and a lot of juice when we get the ball in his hands.
We're going to talk about a couple of receivers in the top two. Evan Dienhart, the junior, he's got 5 touchdown passes, 676 on the air. Number 3, Ty Bushi, a senior, 6'11", he's got 8 TDs.
Yeah, dogs. Just, you know, along with Clark, you know, and Baylor, our offense really revolves around those 4 guys, and they put up the production and special players, and we're happy to have them. They've developed, you know, they've developed in many ways.
I'm going to talk a little bit. You can stop me. Hey, that's week 2 days you have South for a million. Have you looked at them at all?
No. It's all about tonight. It's all about the Tipton Blue Devils and closing up the season on a good note with a good taste in our mouth.
Coach Brian, that's your great interview. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. We'll get the right note. Right here on the stenographer's pad, we'll talk to Coach Stoll. Coach Stoll here in just a minute. We're going to have to set this down. Pretty wet everywhere you look. Rain, the meteorologist was correct. Tell you what, he said it was going to rain about 6 o'clock. They showed the southwest to northeast pattern of the rain, and that's exactly what's happening. So they're saying it's going to rain again about 8 o'clock or shortly before. Both these teams familiar with rain, but it does make a little bit of a difference. That ball's going to get wet. It's going to be on the hands of the ball dryer for this ball game. It's going to be a big responsibility to get the ball in. And the officials will probably let the ball go in play more often than on a dry night because they know what it's like. They'll be touching the ball spotless. And we're going to talk to Coach Cole here in just a moment. We're going to walk this direction. We're going to have a special guest up in the booth here momentarily. We'll talk to Coach Cole. We'll walk this direction. I think they're going to have an official meeting right here. We're probably going to have that happen. Coach Cole's walking this direction. I think they're going to have a conversation. We'll double check. Coach Cole's got a minute to speak with us. He's walking this direction. Always great stuff, Coach Cole. Coach Aaron Cole, I tell you what, the rain's here, but it's not that bad.
No, it's I think there's going to be a window in here, but again, it's Friday night, another team on the other side of the field, and it's going to be 7 o'clock here in a minute, and no matter what the conditions are, you know, it's Friday night in Indiana, you got your rain. Play a high school football game.
You got used to a little bit of rain last week. It didn't really happen, but the field was damp. I got to mention, you went to Western. You probably felt pretty good about coming out of there just 14-7.
No, not really, to be honest. you know, it's a game that we would have, you know, we would like to have won. It was, we battled hard, just couldn't get it done, and to Western's credit, they're an excellent football team. They executed really, really well, and to be honest, they outplayed us last Friday. But I don't think our kids or our coaches are happy about it. So hopefully we got a little extra fight in us tonight. We got a really, really, really difficult matchup tonight. So the second time we're playing LCC at their place. We've beaten them three straight times. Honestly, I think it's a little bit of a trap game. You know, the sectional draw came out last Sunday, so tendency of a high school kid is to start looking ahead. Well, I guarantee you LCC's not looking ahead. So we're going to have our heads screwed on straight. We're going to have to play with a lot of emotion. We're going to have to play really fast to come out with a successful outcome tonight.
With the rain that fell last week at Western before the ball game, it was foggy, but this surface here, for getting 2 inches of rain in the last 36 hours, that some Bermuda grass and sand underneath soaks it up.
It feels in much better condition tonight than it was last Friday. You know, again, you got to take you got to block the conditions out. It's Indiana. You never know what you're going to get, and you've got to come out. And if you play fast and you play physical and you play with emotion, doesn't matter what the weather is, good things will happen.
Okay, well, you mentioned you played them 2 games, 4 different times with this team throughout the season. As you mentioned, you got the last 3, and tonight it could go for the last 4.
That sounds really good, but like I said, it's going to be a very difficult, that's a big deal to climb, so I know they're really, really hungry, and I guarantee you we will take their best shot tonight, so hopefully Wood Devils are ready to play. We have bad taste coming out from last Friday, and hopefully we react and get ourselves ready for a chance to hopefully make a tournament run.
Defensively, you've allowed the 56 points this season. That's the fewest of any team in the Hoosier Conference.
Yeah, the problem is 28 of them were against these guys. So they've got an outstanding quarterback. They've got an outstanding offense, very explosive offense. We will have to do a lot of things correct on defense to hold them down tonight. And then we were not very good last week on offense, so we've got to execute. And we've got to be better up front on the offensive line. We've got to put some points on the board.
So when you probably have to go with your passing game and your running game, you'll have more of the versatility than they may have.
I don't know about that. The quarterback is outstanding. He throws for 275 yards a game. Their running back has 770 yards. So they're a lot more balanced than people think. They got a really good back. So, you know, they stretch the defense, and they can throw it all over the yard, and then they've got somebody in the backfield that is dangerous too. So they do a lot of things that we like to do.
Coach Coleman mentioned them. Have you looked at all at the Blackburn Bruins for that week?
I looked at the sectional draw last Sunday, and that was about it. So you know, we'll turn the page after tonight's ball game, and we'll move on. We'll move on to Blackburn tomorrow.
We'll talk about that next week. Thank you, sir.
For sure. Okay.
We're going to walk this direction. That was Coach Aaron Toll. As mentioned, Coach Aaron Toll, ready for every question. I kind of misspoke there. I was talking about last week. Talking about last week and the soggy surface. I didn't get that much said. But last week was more soggy than they're going to experience tonight. This field is absolutely well done. I believe we're going to talk to the groundskeeper here. After the first quarter break, we're going to work our way back up there. We're going to talk to Bob Cummings. He'll visit with us. He's the head groundskeeper right here of all the facilities at Central Catholic High School. He'll tell us how it's maintained. So we're walking this direction. We're going to talk to a special guest in the press box. Talk to him in just a moment as we go up the stairway. Fortunate to be in the press box tonight. Rain slowed up a little bit right now. Came down as a mist about 6 o'clock. Picked up some momentum. And it's much better now. We're going to set this down for one moment. We're back up in the press box. We're going to talk right now. Mr. Eric Harmon,
Eric Carmen, I tell you what, you're going to learn a lot about him if you didn't already know. He's up in the threat box right now. He made his way over here. Hey, thanks for driving. Did you just have to drive across town?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
That sounds good. Say what? Last time I spoke with you, we were at Purdue's baseball stadium, and you were up in first base. You came over in between innings, and we chatted.
Yeah, that is right.
I tell you what, Eric, I don't care if you just look at my notes now, but Mr. Eric Carmen, your friendly hometown State Farm insurance man here in Lafayette. Talk a little bit about your secretary, Peggy. She keeps things going.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cuz. She's been with me over 20 years, and she has really helped me in all the assigning and all that. I mean, she is great, very precise, and, I mean, obviously she's intelligent, so she can communicate to the AD or the coaches. So,
she's a pretty good girl to have around.
I'm very fortunate.
Absolutely. I talked to her on the phone. I got to tell you what, Coach, I'll call you Coach Harmon because I'm sure you've coached plenty. Where do you get your passion for sports? Did you play earlier in life? Tell us about that.
I went to school at Brookston, and Tom Spear, a former All-Big Ten shortstop from Purdue, was our coach. And he played at Brookston when they went to the semi-state. He was just a great person and a great player. Well, I really got enthused about sports. And my parents give my brother and I every opportunity to play. They take us this and that. And Dad never played a second of any sport. But, boy, did he back us. And did he back the coaches. If the coach got on us and we wanted to complain a little, he didn't want to hear it.
I tell you what, that's good when you got your parents backing you. I tell you what, I see you in football. I saw you, and you must have been at Lucas Oil of the RPA Dome. You were doing the final game for high school football, and you were the guy with the white hat, and you had the microphone, and you addressed the crowd and the television audience.
Yes. That, when you get that far, they'll put a mic on you and things like that. Now, some of them don't like it, but, you know, it helps the crowd to know what's going on, and obviously on TV it does. But I've been fortunate. I've done the state finals many years, and very fortunate.
Absolutely, and I know you did basketball. I don't know, but basketball you probably did at the high school level, did you not?
Yes, I worked high school basketball and had the state finals when Carmel beat East Chicago. Carmel had who's the quarterback in the pros? Yeah, he played on the Carmel team, and Derek Mark Herman, right? And Derek Morse played for East Chicago, and right at the end, Morse tipped the ball the wrong way. Carmel went down through a layup in, and he won the state finals that year.
Wow, that's remarkable. I say, well, you've done some Big Ten. You're pretty familiar with Bob Knight, Gene Katie. Did you ever issue a technical foul?
No, but I had some on the players, and that would incense either Knight or Katie more than if they had got it themselves. I was fortunate, again, and worked in the Big Ten for 23 years and traveled a lot of different places, Alaska, Puerto Rico, some of these. It was a great opportunity.
That's excellent. I said, well, were you there when Bob Knight threw the chair?
No, I wasn't, but I saw it because I picked up another Big Ten referee at Fort Wayne. And we ran into the Holiday Inn real quick just to see what the Purdue score was. And about that time, I went that chair across there. And the other official put on a show imitating Bob Knight. And the crowd gave him a standing ovation when we left. I mean, it was unreal. I believe we were going to either Michigan or Michigan State.
Those chairs are connected to a table now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Knight was always hard on me because he knew I was a Purdue grad. But when I decided to get out and become a supervisor in the MAC and the Mid-Continent, he called me up and just chewed me out for getting off the court because he said, you're one of the few people that I can yell at and you don't just, you know, insist by it and check me and all this and that.
That's pretty special words.
Yeah. Yes, it is. In fact, my daughter, youngest daughter, and Pat Knight are very close. Pat's with the NBA or Pacers or something.
He's Bobby Knight's favorite player of all time.
Yeah. And Cammy would see him. Well, about Father's Day, Pat called Cammy and said, tell your dad I said hello. And then Cammy asked him about, you know, Bob Knight. And he said, well, you know, he's got some problems, you know, with the dementia and all that. And that's a shame.
He came back and he built the house in Bloomington.
Yeah. One reason they did that is because all his doctors were there. I mean, where they were before, he didn't have any relationship with doctors or anything like that. Well, back here, he does.
He coached a severe team for Indiana.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He was a very good coach, and believe it or not, he knew three-man mechanics, and he knew all the rules, too.
You're talking about officiating for the crowd of Smithman.
Yes. Yeah, he, there was one time, I kind of think what it was, he was playing Kentucky, and I was the Big Ten rep with two SECs, and we had a technical foul on IU. I don't know what happened, but we had one on him. And the Kentucky coach brought a sub in off the bench to shoot the free throws, which he could do. And that's one of the few times Knight forgot the rule or didn't know it. Well, on Monday of that week, the girl said, Coach Knight's on the phone. What's he on the phone for? And I picked up the phone, and he said, USOB, you're right. He found out that you could do that.
He's a true man. I tell you what, I was talking to the girls at the gate here tonight, and they let me know that you have a pretty plush seat at Mac Arena.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I've been in Mackey for over 50 years.
You've been refereeing. You've been associated for 50 years, you tell me.
I've been, this is probably about my 54th or 55th year of officiating. And officiating has been very good to me, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy seeing all the people. And what's fun, if I'm somewhere and I see a former Big Ten player, a lot of times they will come up and talk to me or something like that. But it was a very good situation for me. And, again, I credit my dad for that, because he called me one day, and he was a State Farm agent also in Brookston. He said, I'm thinking about retiring, and I was coaching football at Frontier, and we were just undefeated that year. And he said, if you want a good job, I'm going to retire from State Farm. You better consider it, because he and I knew that I had a chance to get in the Big Ten. So I listened to Dad and Mom, and that's the story of my life right there.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk a little bit about baseball. You play baseball. Tell us what positions you played.
I was either a shortstop or second baseman all the time.
Did you do any pitching?
Once in a while.
Yeah, shortstop and pitch.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. You're also an assigner. Some people don't know what I'm talking about. That means somebody needs a referee or an umpire for a game. You provide that.
That is correct, and Peg and I do that. In fact, I didn't have two umpires for tomorrow at Ohio Christian. I was short because about 7 or 8 of them are in Florida working baseball, and all the rest of them are working football. Well, fortunately, about 4 o'clock, I found 2, and then 2 more called. So, it worked out fine.
That's good. I know Cascade, we were there not too long ago. They've got turf, and Cascade High School is in Central Catholic sectional.
In what, football? Wow. They've got a great facility down there for a 1A school. They're 2A. That's, I mean, the baseball, the football, the softball, all that. And where they get all that kind of money, because they've got a lot of money socked in there.
They probably got some donations.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
They'll get some grants.
Yeah. And it's just not that far out of Indianapolis, so some of the people from there probably moved to the Cascade area.
About 50 miles from Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, hey, I'm going to finish this up, but I got to let people know. You provide auto, home, renter's insurance, business, life, health, annuities, and you provide pet. I'm saying PET, pet insurance. Talk about that.
If we need the identification number for the pet, and some people have pretty expensive pets, and we just started selling pet insurance a couple, 3 years ago. And believe it or not, we've had several people want to insure their, you know, poodles or hunting dogs or something like that. So, when we first come out with it, I thought, what are we doing? But, you know, people got some money, so they want to ensure that their pets are, you know, provided for.
So what I want to mention your phone number if they want to contact you here in Lafayette, Indiana. Again, the address is 601 North Earl Avenue, and you can reach Mr. Eric Harmon by dialing 765-448-6294. Again, that's 765-448-6294. I knew this was going to be a good interview. I thank you, sir.
No problem. I enjoy, you know, doing that and sharing with people. That I also enjoy you working baseball this summer for me, too.
Hope we do it again.
We will.
Try hard.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to set this down now. Okay, we're back. We'll see if Paula can give us a sound check once again. Microphone and headset right now. That was a great interview. Mr. Eric Harmon. Okay, when I called him up earlier in the week, he said, call me again later in the week. I called him up. He said, sure. So he's a great interview. We'll hope to do that again sometime. We'll look for Paula to give us a check right now, sound check on the iPhone. And then we'll get to a pregame here momentarily. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Lafayette, Indiana. A great place to play football. This field is absolutely plush. For 2 inches of rain falling on it in the last 36 hours. Pretty good place right here at Central Catholic. The Tipton Blue Devils, visiting team on the scoreboard. They'll go against Lafayette Central Catholic. These two teams did play earlier this year, week number 5. The Blue Devils got the win, 42-28. We'll talk a little bit about the pregame. We'll let you know a little bit about Tipton Blue Devils, the visiting team on the scoreboard. The Blue Devils are Class 2A, Sectional 36. In their sectional, there are 8 teams. In their sectional, Eastbrook did not play all 8 games. We'll mention they did not play on October 1st. They played 7 games, of 7-0. The Blue Devils, Tipton 7-1. Eastern, they're 6-2. LaPel, 6-2. Alexandria, 3-4. Franklin Eagles, they're 2-6. Blackford, they're 1-6. And Elwood, 0-7. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic secretary is Tammy Sullivan.
They play at Tipton Sports Complex. In Tipton, they play on natural grass. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone, 765-675-7431. Their website is TiptonAthletics.com. On the Twitter, you can reach them at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils. Hoosier Conference leader with fewest points allowed in 8 games. Tipton has allowed 56 points. We'll remind you, Tipton Blue Devil High School has an enrollment of 505. Offensively on the season, they average 33.9 points. They give up an average of 7. As Coach Toll mentioned, 28 points came here last time. Week number 8, Tipton with 42. We'll mention the head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 126 wins, 65 losses. He's in his 17th season at Tipton High School. He graduated from Tipton in 1990. He went to college at Indiana University, graduated 1995. Their next team on their agenda will be Class 2A, Sectional 36. It'll be Round 1. That'll happen next Friday, 7 p.m., October 22nd. It'll be the Blackford Bruins at Tipton Blue Devils. We'll let you know a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They have a school enrollment of 293. They're in Class 2A, Sectional 37. And their sectional is Monrovia, 6-2, Speedway, 6-2, Southmont, 5-3, Speaker, 5-3, Lafayette Central Catholic, 5-3, South Vermilion, 3-5, Cascade, 2-6, and North Putnam, 2-5. They have played complete schedules 2021 for each of those sectional members. We'll mention the principal here at Lafayette Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. In the athletic department is Julia Denhart. They play right here. Stadium is La Raca Field. The surface is Bermuda grass. And as Coach Bourdonnais tells me, it's got a bed of sand underneath this grass. We'll talk a little bit about that with Bob Cummings after the first quarter. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. Also, at @CCKnightsFB. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the West Division. Central Catholic second in Hoosier Conference with total points at 306. We'll mention Central Catholic on the season. They average 38.3 per ballgame. They give up an average of 21 per ballgame. We'll mention the head coach is Coach Brian May. 27 wins, 17 losses, working in year number 4 here at LCC. I went to high school at Mooresville, 2001 graduate. He went to college at Franklin College, 2006 graduate. And we'll mention next week, Friday night, the 22nd, they will be home with South Vermilion. We'll mention Tipton Blue Devils coming here tonight, 7-1, 3-1 in the East Division. Central Catholic Knights coming here, 5-3, 3-1 in the West Division.
And right now, let's see here.
Some announcing the starting lineups for tonight's ballgame. Offense, defense. We'll mention happening tomorrow, Saturday, October 16th. Football. It's going to be the Purdue Boilermakers as they travel to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa Hawkeyes ranked right up there, second, maybe third. Game will start at 3:30 p.m. Catch that on your television. They're getting ready for the national anthem here momentarily. probably going to be Nemerick tonight. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Last week, week number 8, Friday, October 8th, final scores. Hamilton Heights, 34, Lewis Cass, 0. Central Catholic, 51. Benton Central, 0. Rensselaer Central, 43. Northwestern, 8. West Lafayette, 56. Twin Lakes, 0. And Western, 14. Tipton, 7. We'll mention the games happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, these are crossover games for final standings. East travels to the West, according to win-loss record in each division. Five games, Hoosier Conference. Games happening tonight. These are all 7 o'clock starts, with the exception of Hamilton High Rensselaer. That'll be an 8 o'clock start at Rensselaer. Playing for first or second place tonight, Western is at West Lafayette. Playing for third or fourth place tonight, Tipton is at Lafayette Central Catholic. Playing for fifth or sixth place tonight, Hamilton Heights is at Rensselaer. Playing for seventh or eighth place, that's Lewis Cass at Twin Lakes. And playing for ninth or tenth place in the conference, that's Northwestern. They're at Denton Central tonight. So pretty good game, and the worst getting ready to happen here tonight. 7 o'clock right now, we'll get the national anthem. We'll get an opening prayer. That'll be momentarily. And what a nice gentleman, Mr. Eric Harmon, being with us tonight to do an interview. I'll tell you what, he could have told us a lot more than he has told us what he said. I'll tell you what, he's a kind gentleman. I think very highly of him. So they're getting ready to do the opening prayer. We'll mention both these quarterbacks tonight, Tipton Blue Devils and Lafayette Central Catholic. Going to be a good ball game tonight. Offensively, we'll see Shane Smith for Central Catholic, and we'll see Eli Carter for Tipton. We'll set this down.
Strong and faithful God, as we come together for this contest, we ask you to watch these athletes. Keep them safe from injury and harm, instill them in respect for each other, and reward them for perseverance.
That's our national anthem. I don't believe it was live, but I do believe that was Lafayette Central Catholic on Nemerex. Sounded marvelous. We'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Quarterback position, number 2, Vince Hooper. He's 6'3", 228. Sophomore, we'll mention in 8 games, he's completed 51 passes, 77 targets, 66% completion ratio. He's thrown for 796 yards. That's 15.6 yards average per connection. We'll mention yards per game, 99.5. We'll mention he's thrown 12 touchdown passes. Only 2 interceptions. One of them came right here, week 5 versus Central Catholic. We'll mention his longest pass play on the season, 69 yards. Getting ready to do the coin toss out there. We're going to watch that for just a moment. Central Catholic, Tipton, out there, a couple of officials.
Going to ask Tipton to call it. We're working this out right there. They're about near the 50-yard line. So Blue Devils get to call it. Shaking some hands out there right now. We'll find out. The umpire is going to let us know, hopefully, which direction, who's going to kick, who's going to return. They're going to actually do the coin toss right here. Talking about it right now. Both teams have exchanged pleasantries. Ball game is almost completely on. It's like a light switch. When that clock starts rolling, the light switch is on. There's the clip. Lands on the surface. Tipton called it. Tipton may have called it right. I'm going by body language out there. Going to talk with one another. We'll find out here momentarily. Tipton. They're going to, White Hat umpires going to let us know that Tipton is going to defer. They did win the toss, called it correctly. So they'll kick away from the scoreboard. Central Catholic will defend the east goal. They'll go to the west. And I'm one of these, this is one of those fields that is east-west rather than north-south. We'll also mention Lafayette Central Catholic in the passing department, number 4. He's a senior, Clark Barrett, 6'5", 215. Both these quarterbacks, pretty good-sized young men. In 8 ball games, Clark Barrett has completed 126. He's targeted 208 at 61% completion ratio. He's thrown for 2,082 yards at 16.5 per catch. His average per game average is 260.3. He's thrown 21 touchdown passes. He's been intercepted just 3 times. His longest pass play, 87 yards. They're getting ready to kick off right now. Back to kick off is Dakota Ferg. Ferg going to back up about 6 yards. Soccer style, there's the whistle. Here comes the approach. There's the blue end under end. Going to be taken at the 15. On the return, the Central Catholic going to go up towards the Catholic sideline. He's going to be tackled there out of bounds. Near the 30-yard line, credit the return, number 23, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins going to go out to the offense. Brent Robbins will line up tight end, and he's a sophomore. Central Catholic going to go to the line of scrimmage. They'll go from the sideline to the line of scrimmage. They'll use the huddle very sparingly in today's ballgame. They'll line up from the right hash. Ball's going to be spotted at the 29-yard line. Blue Devil's going to line up in a 3-man front. 3-4, 40-50 backs. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett. In the backfield, where's number, double check this, number 25, Baylor Smith. He'll go slot right, he'll go deep motion. Number 3 at Kaibushi, pass play. They'll look on an in cut, incomplete. Low pass, could be caught. Intended for number 5 to try to get that to Hardebeck. Hardebeck is sophomore, 6'1", 172. They're looking for the sideline there, getting the signals from the head coach, Ney, Coach Brian Ney, signaling him the offensive calls. They'll reach about a 29-yard line, right hash. Shotgun formation, still in the backfield, one back. That's number 25, Baylor Smith. They'll go slot right, slot left, deep motion. The slot left side, they'll hand it off up the middle. Baylor Smith gets a positive gain. He'll take it out to the 33-yard line. Going to bring up a 3rd down, number 77 on the stop, Chase Higgins. Ball spotted right edge, just a bit inside. A spot at the 33-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down, 7. Connor 6 on the board. 11:24, just beginning here at Central Catholic High School. Going to line up single in the backfield. Baylor Smith, shotgun. Clark Barrett, there goes near motion away. Now is Bushy dropping back to throw. Is Barrett plenty of time to move left. He's going to let one go towards the right sideline. Tall pass, almost caught, went up to get it. That's Munn. Munn couldn't bring it in. Try to make a good play there, Owen Munn, incomplete. Defensively, right there covering is Eli Carter. Going to bring up 4th down to corner 6. Going to drop back in punt formation. Back to punt for Central Catholic. It's number 4, Clark Barrett. 17 punts on the season. He averages 34.6.
his longest punt, 58 yards. He's got three inside the 20. Not going to reach the 20 on this one. It's going to be a line drive. It's going to be called for right there by Nate Powell. Dropped the ball, put it back on the surface, landed on it. Powell's going to cover it up, and Tipton will begin their first possession. At the 33-yard line, their own. 33-yard line, they'll put it in play. So just inside the left hash. 10:56, clock stops, change of possession. They'll work it right there. Got a new football out there, a different one. Shifting football, keeping those balls dry. I tell you what, it's going to be a big key in this ball game. Shotgun formation, Jim Cooper. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Slot left, split right. Give me a handoff right to left. Going to be caught in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play. Eli Carter, the ball carrier, a host of Knights, capture him. They'll go to second down. Going to be a loss of four. It's going to be second down, 14. Ball spotted just inside the 29-yard line. Four-man front for Lafayette Central Catholic. I take that back. There's still a four-man front. Three linebackers. And they'll play assignments here. It goes twins, left side, short side of Eligo motion away. Is Aiden Cole, pass play, going to throw it. Nate Powell, set down route, going to make a catch between his legs. Finally, kept it secure, and he's above the surface. And they call the catch. Nate Powell. It's going to be a gain on the play. He's going to pick up about seven. Call it eight. Going to get between the sticks now. It's going to be third down. Seven from the 36-yard line. Play comes into the huddle. Vince Hoover checks the wristband. Tells the huddle. 17 on the play clock. It's going to be a great huddle now. 9:36 on the game clock. Ball spotted 36-yard line. They'll go trips right side. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Single man in the back doing that Carter. They'll fake the handoff. They'll pass a low pass. Couldn't bring it in. That was to Nate Powell. Slant pattern, about an 8-yard slant. A little bit low. Couldn't bring it in. It's going to bring that fourth down for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to back up in turn formation. We're going to see number 11, Levi Burkett. He's 6'190". Levi Burkett averaging 32.9. His longest is 52 yards. He's got two inside the 20. He will not reach the 20 on this one. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line. The line has 14 yards deep. To get a good snap, he'll punt it out of there. It's going to float. It's going to be fair caught right here by Evan Teinhardt. They'll put it in play near the 32-yard line. So second possession of the evening. Getting set up right now for Lafayette Central Catholic. 9:18 on the game clock. A little bit of a passing game showing so far. Two possessions in just a little over about 3 minutes of offense, both sides. We still have 9:18 on the game clock. I go shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. Shotgun, Clark Barrett. He'll go deep motion with Bushy. He'll take the handoff. They're taking himself. Clark Barrett is going to go for yardage. He'll pick up a couple right there to make the tackle. Sam Ridgway in on the stop. And they'll spot it there. They'll go from the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a gain of two. Second down, eight. Just inside 9 minutes. Clock moving. Shotgun formation. Going to wipe those hands right there. Clark Barrett. Slot right. Slot left. Single man in the backfield. Baylor Smith. He'll go from deep to right side behind the tackle. Here comes deep motion. That was 17 yards. They'll hand off. Baylor Smith. Smith picks up positive yardage. They'll move it across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. It's going to be third and six. And on the stop, Brogan London, number 36 senior for Tipton. Logan makes a stop. Logan enters this ballgame with 99 tackles. That was number 100 on the season for Logan. Line up in the shotgun. Two in the backfield. Go wing. Slot right, split left. There's a snap part there. He's going to roll left, looking to pass. Going to let one go. Caught. Go down at the 45-yard line of Tipton. Good catch from Ty Bucci. Bucci makes the catch. He's averaging 15.3 per catch, and he's right on time right there with another. Ball spotted 45-yard line. No depth to the 45. Central Catholic picks up their first down of the ballgame. Signals being signaled in. Coach Brian May. They check the wristbands. They'll line up trips to the right. Balls at the right. Excuse me, left hash. Split out wing. Left side. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun formation. Clark Barrett. Motion near. Evan Dienhard dropping the throw. Looking for a screen. There'll be a holding call. See if it's offense or defense. Low pass. He's trying to trap it. It did so. Flag comes in. We'll see if it's an offensive penalty or a defensive penalty. Tipton might not allow, they're going to call it offensive. Offensive holding against the Knights, so they'll back it up 10 yards from where the flag lay. It lays near the 48-yard line. They'll take it back to the 37. So they'll work this one in. 7:34 on the game clock. Clock stationary for the mark-off. 10-yard mark-off against Central Catholic. They'll spot it in between the hash marks right in the center of the field. So they'll back it up. It's going to be first and long. They're calling it 36 on the board. Take that back, 29 on the board from the 36-yard line of Central Catholic. Line to gain is the 35 of Tipton. So go Baylor Smith right side. Go deep motion with Bucci. Shotgun snap in the hand to Baylor Smith. He'll go left side to get a positive gain. He'll take it to the 39-yard line. Tackle on the play. Number 31, Drew Servies. A spot at the 39. 7:17 clock moving. We're in the first quarter. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tipton at Central Catholic. This game is to decide third or fourth place in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. This is Tipton from the east, traveling to the west, Central Catholic. Shotgun. It'll be a pass by trying to get it back in the way. It'll be incomplete. Probably a good time to not catch that ball. Bucci went down as a low pass. Had pretty good pressure on Clark Barrett. About four of Tipton Blue Devils right there in his face. Had to get rid of it. It's going to bring up third down, 26. They're going to respot the ball right there near the 39-yard line. Referee out there, he's got a towel. He's wiping it off. That's a big key item for both quarterbacks. Throw line up, slot right, slot left. Third down, 26 on the board. Shotgun, single man in the backfield. They're going to change the play. We're going to get a new play. The play clock had emptied out. Not sure if it was reset. We'll double check. Coach Brian Nate wondering right there. He's going to call. He's going to call delay of game against the Knights. They're spotted back to the 34-yard line. 6:51 on the game clock. They'll line up with slot right. Split left. Tight end left. Take that back to slot left. Single man in the back, Joe Baylor Smith. Quarterback, Clark Barrett. 6'5", 215. He'll drop the throw. He'll roll right. He's going to let one go. Try to. He's going to be caught from behind. Caught right there by the Blue Devils. Credit to stop. Drew Servies. Wearing a different number tonight. Servies usually 31. Servies tells me in 4 years of high school football, he's worn six different numbers. So they'll line up right there, punt formation. Back to punt, Clark Barrett. And the punt is second of the evening. Clark Barrett averaging 34.6, as long as 58. That's that one off his foot. Get a favorable bounce for Central Catholic. It'll be marked inside the 25, near the 24.5. Pretty good boot right there. Tipton will take over. Their second possession of the evening.
6:17 left. Change of possession clock will start on the snap. No score early going. Got a wet surface, had some rain about 6 o'clock. It came down to about 6:45, maybe 6:30. They're saying another band of rain might happen about 8 o'clock. So they're going to line up in a shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. He'll take the snap, he'll hand off. He'll fake left, he'll go right. He'll go two-hole, ball carrier number 87, Eli Carter. 6:05 clock moving. Pick up a minimal gain, pick up a couple. It'll be second down 8. Just dry that football. New football right there. Plenty dry. The spot is just inside the left hash. Just across the 25-yard line. Sam Ridgway split out wide left. Trips to the right. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. He's going to hand off to Carter once again. He'll go right side. He's got an opening. Across the 40, across the 45, inside the 50. He'll be down near the 47-yard line of Central Catholic. They're going to spot him at the 46. So we're on the stop right there, Nick Page. Nick Page, number 18, he came into this ballgame with 27 tackles. He's 5'11", 172. He's got one of the 7 Central Catholic interceptions. Ball spotted just outside the 46 Central Catholic territory. Trips to the right. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter, along with shotgun quarterback, Vince Hoover. He'll call the cadence. Clock moving, 5:20. He'll take the handoff. He'll go deep on this one. He's looking for 81. Aiden Toll going to be tackled down near the 2, maybe the 3. Aiden Toll makes a good catch. They'll go inside the 5. They'll go inside the 5. They'll have it first and goal near the 3-yard line. They'll bring it into the right hash. Play action pass for the Blue Devils. Zero cut go pattern for Aiden Toll. Back to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 20. Split out wide left is Nate Powell. Split wide right is Aiden Toll. Right behind sophomore quarterback is Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll spin off the tackle to get across the goal line. Touchdown, Eli Carter. Eli Carter picks up his 19th touchdown on the ground this season. Let's try the point after. And they'll go from there. Blue Devils on the board first. 6-0 contest. We're going to see Nick Hughes. Nick Hughes for the point after. He's 33 of 35 this season. Call for the snap. Aiden Toll, the holder. Spot down. Gets it through the upright. Nearly blocked. Pretty good effort. Right there. Took kick is good. It's a 7-0 contest. 7-0 contest just in front. We'll mention a little bit about the national passing leaders. Top 3 right now in the nation. Wearing number 22, that's Devin Brown. Devin Brown, 6'3", 195. He's from Queen Creek High School in Queen Creek, Arizona. He plays basketball and football. He's thrown for 3,282 yards. In 8 ball games, multi-sport athlete. Number 2 in the nation, that's Drew Novak. Novak has been at number 1 last couple of weeks. Novak, 6'6", 195. He goes to high school in Western Brown High School. Mount Orab, that's in Ohio. 3,223 passing yards. He got 37 touchdown passes. He averages 402.9 per ball game. 206 completions, 294 targets. 70% pass ratio of 37 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. Kickoff taken right there, going up the sideline. Central Catholic. Hardebeck, the ball carrier. For Alex Hardebeck, he's 6'1", 172. He averages 18.2 on punt returns. Kickoff return right there, pretty good return. Put Central Catholic at the 28-yard line their own from the right edge. 4:47 on the game clock. Shotgun formation. Tight slot, right side. Slot, left side. Single man in the backfield, Baylor Smith. Clark Barrett calling the keys. Going to go keep motion with Ty Bucci. Pass play, quick out cut, good to Owen Munn. Owen Munn makes the reception. He'll go across the 35. He'll pick up a good yardage right there. He'll pick up about 7, call it 6. Second down, 4. Owen Munn makes the reception. Back to the line of scrimmage. Ball nosed up to the 36-yard line. Short side of the field. Split out wide right. 3 trips to the left. Shotgun. We did a running play. Quarterback draw. Be taken by Clark Barrett. He'll pick up maybe 1 on the play. Going to bring up 3rd and 2. Clock moving, 4:30. Giovanni Fuentes makes a tackle. Where's number 62 came into this ballgame, 32 tackles. 5'10", 236. He's a senior. Shotgun, going to hand off. Smith goes across the 40, picks up necessary yardage. Taylor Smith out to the 41-yard line. 4:11, clock stop for the chain movement. They'll restart it. There it goes. 7-0 contest. Central Catholic looking for the sideline. Signaling the play in, Coach Brian May, working in year number 4. The senior class, as he mentioned in pregame, pretty special to him, and why would it not be? First class he's coached at the high school level. Shotgun formation. Dropping the throw. Screen play. Middle screen. Made the catch. Blue Devil right there to tackle. Tackle made. But not before he picks up about 5. Credit to catch. Alex Hardebeck. Sophomore. 6'1", 172. Pick up a good gain. There's going to be 2nd down, 5. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Sam Ridgway makes the stop for the Blue Devils. Picking up the signal from the sideline. Central Catholic standing near the line of scrimmage. They'll put the ball in play right here momentarily. Going to line up, trips to the left, split out wide right. Baylor Smith in the backfield along with quarterback Clark Barrett. Deep motion, Ty Boucher, hand off to Smith. Smith just shy of the 1st down. He gets a good gain, about 4.5 yards. He'll be just shy of a 1st. I believe we'll double check here. You're going to get a north and a south spot. You're wondering which one you go with. They're going to mention 1st down. They're going to try that ball off. And they'll roll the clock now. 2:43, clock moving. We're in the 1st quarter. Central Catholic moves the ball into Tipton territory. It's at the 48, just inside the right edge. Empty backfield. Trips to the left. Swims right side. Call the cadence to Clark Barrett. To throw right side. Connect with Owen Munn. Owen Munn shaves the tackle. Avoids a would-be tackler. Gets loose. Gets yards after the catch. They'll take it inside the 30-yard line. In on the tackle, 43. Hussey in the ball game. We'll mention Hussey for the Blue Devils. Just a freshman. 5'9", 155. He's right there in the lead. Quite a few quarterback sacks. Shotgun formation into backfield once again. Swings right, short side of field. Trips left side, wide side of field. Pathway across the middle. Nearly intercepted. It's off the fingertips of Nate Powell. Nate Powell not ready for that ball to end up in his vicinity. He was ready to defend the catch. I believe that was Brent Robbins, the intended target. He goes out for a play. 2:04, clock stops after the incompletion. Ball respotted, 32-yard line, 2nd and 10. Central Catholic, Tipton territory. Baylor Smith, single back in the backfield. Shotgun snap, be taken by Clark Barrett. He'll hand off to Smith. To try to get to the 2-hole, and be stopped right there. Hussey was in on the stop. Along with Drew Service. Service and Huskies. Huskies times up right there for the tackle. Ball respotted at the 32. No gain. Third down 10, Clark Barrett. Kind of like a coach on the field. That's what Coach May told us in pregame. Pretty sharp young man. Single man in the backfield, Baylor Smith. Deep motion, Ty Bougie. Going to hand off base. Going to go pass play across the middle. Only he could get to it. The catch is made at about the 21. Deanhart makes the reception. Evan Deanhart, he's a junior. He's listed as a wide receiver, 5'11", 157. He accounts for 84.5 yards per ball game. Single man in the backfield. Baylor Smith, deep motion. Ty Bougie. They can't off. They go with pass in the backfield. Might have been a lateral. Might have been forward. He catches the pass nevertheless. Goes out of bounds. Just split the difference with the stick. Nate Powell with the tackle on the play. We're inside a minute during the first quarter. Central Catholic, second down. Second down 6. 44 seconds, clock moving. Play clock at 20. Got to snap it. 20 seconds. Shotgun formation. Clark Barrett. Going to take the handoff. He'll go dive play himself to try to get the first. Could be close. Not quite. Clark Barrett takes the handoff to Baylor Smith. Goes forward. Clock is going to empty out. Not necessary to snap the ball here. See what they like this side of the field. Game clock at 13. They're working it. Work it out right here. Thank you very much. Okay. So we'll work it right there. They're going to empty the clock out. Take that back. Tipton's going to call timeout. 6 seconds left. And timeout here in the first quarter. And then we'll go ahead and finish up here. The national top three passing leaders at number 3, wearing number 4. That's Ethan Jackson, 6'2", 195. He's from Alta High School in Sandy, Utah. You can reach him on Twitter. He's got a Twitter right here. I'll read it to you. It's at Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, _ Jackson, 4, the number 4. That's at Ethan, _ Jackson, the number 4. He's thrown for 2,692 yards this season. He averages 299.1 yards per game. He's thrown 28 touchdown passes. He's got a completion ratio of 64%. He's thrown 4 interceptions, 185 completions, 289 targets. We're ready to go. It's third down, 1. After the timeout, 6 seconds left, shotgun formation. Clark Barrett. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Trips to the right, split out left. Passing play. Clark Barrett lets it go. Incomplete. Clock stopped at 2.2. Passing play right here. Timeout called by Tipton. Well spent. Tipton Blue Devils call timeout. They talk about the passing game right here in the short side of the field. And then what? Pays off right there, paying dividends. So it's a 4th and 1. 4th and 1, 2.2 left. Here in the first quarter, trips to the right, split out wide left. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Shotgun snap going to be taken by Clark Barrett. He's going to hand off. Caught right there near the line of scrimmage. Let's see if he got it. Going to be close. They're going to look at this. Baylor Smith was met by several Blue Devils right there about the 2-hole. See if the spot's good. See what the spot ends up like. That's going to be the key component, the spot. So, time runs out. First quarter has emptied out. And they likely going to bring a double check. I'm going to say Tipton Blue Devil football. So, first quarter has emptied out. They're going to invert the field. I guess they're not going to measure for it. They're going to invert the field and they'll go from there. At the end of one quarter of play, Tipton 7. Central Catholic nothing. Tipton will have the ball deep in their own territory at the beginning of the second quarter. So we're right here at Central Catholic High School. And then we'll go from here. And then we'll mention rushing leaders nationally. We'll talk about the rushing leaders nationally at first position, number 8, to Sean Bishop, 5'11", 191. He's from Carnes High School in Knoxville, Tennessee. He plays basketball and football. He's rushed for 2,034 rushing yards, 108 points thus far. He averages 15.4 per carry. We'll mention at number 2 position nationally, the rushing leaders. Number 22, C.C. Caffey. His name's Timothy. C.C. Caffey, 5'11", 205. He's from Hubbard High School in Hubbard, Ohio. He's rushed for 1,984 yards. 8.7 average per carry. Yards per game, 248 yards per game. Rushing touchdowns, he's got 30. 30 TDs. CC is a national leader in touchdowns also. So Blue Devils come out to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is on the way. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage now. 12 minutes on the game clock. We're in the second quarter at Central Catholic. Blue Devils now going towards the scoreboard. Shotgun formation through the backfield. Hand off. Still not going to take it to Aiden's hole. Going to throw it left side. Knocked down. Nearly intercepted there. Ball goes to the surface. Incomplete. So it'll be second down. 10. They try to get that to Levi Burkett out of the backfield. Ball goes incomplete. It's second down. 10. Ball spotted at the 12-yard line. The Blue Devil 12 at the right hash. Play comes in via the legs of Vince Hoover. Play clock at 15 is Rick Huddle. 11:54, clock stop from the incompletion. Blue Devil's going to line up trips left side. Tight end right. Single man in the back doing Eli Carter. Snap taken by Hoover. Going to take the handoff. Looking to throw. Going to jump pass. Works the right side. Try to get it to Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, 6'7". Couldn't come up with it. So they'll bring up a third down, Tim. Working on these footballs, I tell you what, it's a long game that is worthy to drive footballs. I did it for 2 years for Justin Shear, his junior and senior year at Hamilton Heights. Took a lot of pride in that, as I tried to hear. So they'll break huddle. 11 seconds on the play clock. Going to have to get a move on it. Third and 10. Don't want third and 15. Shotgun. Got motion. 3-2. Got the snap away. Dropping the throw. And Hoover. He's going to go deep down the middle. That's a holding. No call. They're going to call it. On the legs right there. Kind of slowing him up was Owen Munn. Flag thrown. Nate Powell on the surface. Still, he's going to make his way back up slowly. Nate Powell, 6'4", 185, reaching out for the football. Somebody on his back legs. There is, I saw an uncatchable signal in the audience, but there's no pass uncatchable in a high school game. High school passes, doesn't matter where it's at. They're all catchable. There's no flag for uncatchable in high school. So they'll walk it off 15 yards. Let's take it out to the 28-yard line. .11:40 on the game clock. Gets them out of the hole. First and 10, Blue Devils. They're going to trip left. Split wide right at Sam Ridgway. Eli Carter in the backfield. Quarterback, Vince Hoover. Shotgun snap. Be a dead ball foul. It'll stop play, actually. Stop play, check something out. Conversation on the Blue Devil sideline. If the chain is broken, it's probably not the first time. But it happens all over the place. You're going to respot it. It's going to be first and 10. Let's check that out. And maybe they'll take a few links out of it. But maybe not. I think we're ready to go. Ball spotted 27-yard line, Tipton territory. First and 10, Blue Devils. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. To his left in the backfield, Eli Carter. Trips to the left. short side of the field, split out wide right, is Sam Ridgeway. And to take the handoff, pass play, hit, goes incomplete. Trying to get that to Nate Powell. In on the coverage, number 18, Nick Page, sophomore, 5'11", 172. Going to bring up second down, Tim. They'll respot it. The right hash. Play jogs in from the sideline, Vince Hoover. Offensive coordinator, Dustin Shear. Play clock at 12. Huddle breaks. There's a line of scrimmage. Clock stopped at 11:35. We're in the second quarter. 7-0 contest. Tipton in front. Motion out of the backfield. I mean, pass play. Couldn't bring it in. Ball's loose. Let's see what the call's going to be. They're going to say that's a backwards lateral. And they're going to say it's a fumble. And they're going to give it to Central Catholic. I don't... First up, call right there. Got to be careful. Got to want to throw that ball forward. Don't want to make it close to a decision. So there was no flag, nothing. No flag on the play when they called it. A forward pass off the fingertips of Eli Carter running the screen play out in the flat. So Tipton's going to play defense. They turn the ball over. They'll give it back to Central Catholic on the Tipton 27-yard line. Trips to the left, Central Catholic. Set out wide right, single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith, shotgun quarterback, Clark Barrett. Smith goes right side behind the tackle, dropping the throw is Barrett. Throwing across the middle, intercepted. Blue Devils intercept it right back. They'll bring it to the Blue Devils sideline. They go out of bounds. Two flags on the play. Interception made by Hussey. He gets a freshman, Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey picks off his first high school pass at the varsity level. So flag on the play. We'll sort this out. The interception is going to stand. Let's see if it's an illegal block on the return. And let us know. Holding against the Blue Devils on the return. So they'll back it up. And they'll put it up at the 21-yard line. Tipton 21. Tipton takes over first and 10. Ball spotted at the left hash. Trips to the right. Split out wide left is Sam Ridgeway. Trips Aiden Toll. Levi Burkett and Nate Powell. Play clock is at 24. And 1 to 40. Hand in the air. Not going to make a big difference on this play. Shotgun formation. Single man in the back, Eli Carter. YouTuber calls the cadence. Snaps high, picks it up. Hands off right there. Left side, goes one hole. Minimal gain for Eli Carter. He'll pick up a couple. Going to bring that second down 8. Clock moving. Inside 11 minutes left here in the second quarter. Rain holding off. There's rain about 8 o'clock. It's about 18 minutes before 8. We're hoping this game can be played in its entirety like it is now. So they'll line up. Line of scrimmage, second down 8. 10:42 on the game clock. Shotgun formation. Tight trips right side. Split left. They'll take the handoff. It's Hoover. He'll take the carry. He's going to get a first down on his feet. Ball's evidently stripped from Vince Hoover. Ending up with the football right there with Robbins. Robbins ends up with the football, brings it to the Central Catholic sideline. So, three immediate turnovers right here. So let's go with that. A fumble, an interception, and a fumble. A strip tackle for Brent Robbins. Ball spotted the 34-yard line. Tipton territory, Tipton on defense. Offensive unit on the field once again for Central Catholic. Slot left. Slot right, short side of field. From the right hash. Single man in the backfield. Bayer Smith. Clark Barrett, call him the cadence. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Smith. He'll go right side two-hole. He'll get a positive gain, not a lot. He'll pick up a couple. Call it three. 10-17. Brogan landing in on the stop for the Blue Devils. We're going to call it a gain of three. Second down, seven. Ball spotted right at the 30-yard line. 15 territory from the right hash. Shotgun. Deep motion. Taibushi. They'll hand off to Baylor Smith. They'll go forward. He'll be dragged down. They'll hold on to his feet. London once again with the tackle. Third down. They're going to call it three. 9:45 on the game clock. Third down three for Central Catholic. So line up slot left, slot right. Single man in the backfield is Smith. Shotgun formation, Clark Barrett. Hard count right there. Nobody offside. No encroachment. Two Blue Devils blue, but they didn't go across the line of scrimmage. Pretty good count right there from Clark Barrett. We'll try that again. Going to line up left side now of Clark and Smith. Came in the backfield, dropping the throw. Clark Barrett, pass play over the middle. Did you brought that in? They're going to say yes. Catch is caught. Evan Dienhart makes the reception. In on the defense right there with Nate Powell. Going to catch it inside the five. They're going to spot it near the three, maybe the four. Going to spot it near the four. It's first and goal. Trips to the left, split out wide right. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap, low snap. Picking it up off the surface right there was Baylor Smith. Pretty good timing right there. Picks it up. He loses yardage, but they keep the football. So they're spotted back. Sim Ridgeway in on the stop, 8:40 on the game clock. Might have lost a couple on the play, but kept the football. Second down, five. Second and goal for Central Catholic. They line up in a shotgun. Right side is Clark Barrett. Is Baylor Smith. Got twins to the left. They read they'll change the play. Set out. Go tight end right. Shotgun formation. Clark Barrett. They'll take the snap. He's going to drop the throw. Going to lob one to the end zone. Back the end zone incomplete. Pretty soft toss right there. Trying to get it to Taibushi. Three defenders right there. One of them was Aiden Toll. Pass goes incomplete. It's going to be third down goal from the seven. Checking the play. At the line of scrimmage. All 11 members waiting for the play. They've got it now. Signaled in by Coach May. Shotgun formation, two in the backfield. You got a high formation. They'll line up. They'll block in front of Baylor Smith. He's going to be caught from behind. Lost the handle. Would-be tackler sniffed off. He gets back to the six. Going to be a gain of one. Baylor Smith carries the football. They'll work it right there. They're going to send out the field goal kicking unit. They're going to try this one from the left hash. Sending out to do the kicking is number six, Clark Obermiller. Obermiller is a senior. He'll try his fourth field goal of the season. He's 22 for 23 for PATs. Looking for his first make in the field goal department. Soccer style. He'll approach. Snaps high. Put the ball down and put it on the tee. And it's just short. Pretty good effort right there by the holder to get that ball down on a high snap. Soft right there. They'll go from there. Tipton will get it on the touchback. I do believe, yes, they'll bring it out to the 20. Ball made it to the end zone on the touchback. 7:10 on the game clock. Both these teams moving the football if they can keep a hold of it. Blue Devils going to line up. Play clock hasn't begun yet. They're going to spot the ball right there. the linebacker referee. Part of his job. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. Trips to the left. Set out wide right is Sam Ridgeway. Call McCain, snap. They're going to hand off to Eli Carter. He'll go left side. He'll clear it. Five hole. Flag comes in from behind. He's going to get loose. And Eli Carter takes it out to the 45. But there's a flag on the play. Eli Carter had no idea there was a flag down. Preliminary indication is against the Blue Devils. So line scrimmage was at the 20. They'll back it up 10 from the flag. I'll take it back to just inside the 10-yard line. Take that back. Yeah, that's right. Back to the 10. Push in the back. Illegal block in the back. Same thing as a hold. 10 yards is the penalty. Clock inside 7 minutes. Clock moving. 6:55. Blue Devils in front, 7-0. They're deep in their own territory. 1st and 20. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. They'll flip it left side on the option. He'll get a Eli Carter. He'll pick up about 8 or 9 of that. Flag comes in on the sideline. Might be some late activity over there on Eli Carter. I should take that back. I'm going to call this personal foul against Central Catholic. So they'll mark off 15, and that'll give the Blue Devils a first down by penalty. They need 11. They're going to get 15. Tacked on to the end of the run. 6:39 on the game clock. They're going to end up spotting this ball at the 33-yard line of Gibson. So the chains move 1st and 10 from the 33. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage waiting for the whistle. Trips to the right, split out wide left is Ridgeway. Shotgun, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield, and he'll get the handoff. They go left side, 3-hole. He's loose. He's got a 1st down. He's across the 50. He's inside the 40, inside the 30, inside the 20, and he's going to be tackled near the 12 or 11-yard line. Eli Carter, with some speed, got out in front. They make the tackle. He goes out of bounds. Got a Blue Devil down on the surface. Might be a shoe tie. It's a shoe tie. So they take the ball to the 13, maybe the 12-and-a-half. And back in the huddle is Nate Powell after the shoe tie. 6:25 on the game clock. Play went out of bounds. Clock stopped, waiting on the snap. Blue Devils on the doorstep. Central Catholics on their 13-yard line. Shotgun. Vince Hoover hands off to Eli Carter. Goes left side. A slew of Central Catholic Knights make the tackle. Carter takes it to just almost the 5-yard line. Credit for stop, Nick Page. Where's number 18? With the 6-minute mark, clock moving. 2nd quarter. We're at Central Catholic High School, Lafayette, Indiana. Both these teams, 2nd time they've played this season, they've done that 4 times in each of their careers. So go shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single in the backfield. Going to be Giffen. Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier. Touchdown, Giffen. Sutter Griffin takes it in from 6 yards out. Sutter Griffin. So they'll spot it right there at the 10-yard line. Middle of the field. They'll see Nick Hughes. 5:32. Clock stops for the one play here. The holder is Aiden Toll. He'll wipe his hands. Wipe his gloves, I should say. Nick Hughes is ready. Here comes the snap. There's a spot. There's a boot. Right through the uprights. Not a lot of elevation, but pretty good length from Nick Hughes. It's a 14-0 contest. just an inference. Next week, going to be some big games played in first round sectional. That'll be week 10. Sectional's first round going to end up like this. This is from the Hoosier Conference. Class 4A, sectional 22, at the Indianapolis Ron Colley. They'll be at Western next Friday night. Class 3A, sectional 25, Twin Lakes will be at Hanover Central next week. 3A, sectional 25, Benton Central drew the bye. They'll play the winner of game one between Twin Lakes or Hanover Central. Class 3A, sectional 27, Northwestern will be at Fort Wayne Concordia. Class 3A, sectional 28, West Lafayette, will be at Brabus Jesuit. That'll be a game they played before in the sectional. Class 3A, sectional 28, Hamilton Heights will travel to Garin Catholic. Getting ready for the kickoff. Wait for the whistle. Dakota Ferg to boot away. 6-yard approach. Line drive is going to be taken on the bounce, left, right side. Trying to get back to the middle gap. Blue Devils right there to make the tackle down to 23-yard line. Then on the return, number 5, Alex Hardebeck. Also in class 2A, sectional 33 next Friday night, North Newton will be at Rensselaer Central. Class 2A, sectional 34, Lewis Cass will be at Delphi. 2A, 36, sectional, Blackford will be at Tipton. In class 2A, sectional 37, South Vermilion will be here against Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. 6 road games, 4 home games. Hoosier Conference football, sectional, round 1. Shotgun formation. Clark Barrett, deep motion. Ty Bouchier, hand off Baylor Smith. Baylor Smith, a good run. Out to the 30-yard line. Call up the 31. He's going to be second down in about 3. A long 2. Hussey in on the stop once again. Cole Hussey, freshman athlete on the varsity level. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Deep motion, Ty Bouchier. Hand off. Baylor Smith, he's got a first down. He could be loose. Hussey's going to try to track him down. He makes the tackle. Hussey makes the tackle. They're going to spot him at the 49, at least from this line judge. We'll see where the north line judge comes up with. I should say south. He does pick up the first down. They'll spot him at the 48-yard line, Central Catholic territory. 4:56 on the game clock. Let's start the clock. First and 10. Shotgun handoff. Going to give it to Baylor Smith once again. Smith across the 50-yard line. He'll take it to the 47 of Tipton. Hussey again there on the stop. Once you show a coach that you can play, they're going to depend on that game in and game out. Going to drive the football off. 4:28. Falls at the 47. Blue Devil territory, 3 in the backfield. Clark Barrett, 2 running backs, pro set. Slot left, split right, shotgun. Going to hand it off to Baylor Smith. No, fake it to him, but at the lateral, it's going to go out of bounds. Pass to Ty Bouchier. It was a backwards lateral. That was easy to see from this vantage point. The last one was difficult to see. So they'll go out of bounds, and they'll take it back to Central Catholic territory. They're spotted at the 46-yard line. They'll nose it up to the 46. 4:09 on the game clock. Ball went out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap. Third down. Third down, 13. Shotgun formation. Split left. Trip to the right. Smith moves to the right side as Clark Barrett. He drops the throw. Looking for a pass. Looking at the sideline. Going to go deep. Down the middle, it's going to go incomplete. That probably was not within 10 yards of a receiver, but if you measure the 10 yards vertical, it was. Flag, yeah, the rain is falling now. Rain's let loose again. Let's see if it's about 8 o'clock. Yep, they said 8 o'clock. I tell you what, Brian Wilkes from Fox 59, he's about always on the money. So 4:01, clock stops. Punt formation, Clark Barrett. Ball's at the 46. They re-spot it. Barrett, about 13 yards deep, now 12. Again, good snap. He'll get the boot out of there. It's going to be fair caught. Called for. He has to go overhead. He probably should have caught that ball. Gave up about 10, 12 more yards after over his head. But that ball probably wet. Might have been a good call to let it go over. So the rain's coming down right now. They got 3:52 before they get back in a locker room. On the game clock, 3:52, 14-0 contest. Tipton on offense. Tipton going to take over first and 10 at their own 11. Tipton going to try to pick up a first down or two. Try to maybe hold this ball until the clock evaporates from the quarter. It's going to be a tough task to get that done in the driving rain. Shotgun formation. Going to hand off to Eli Carter. They go left side. Going to be a tackler and a blow the whistle while he's still up. He'll fall to the surface now. So we're going to spot it right there after a gain of about 3. Call it the long 2. Second down 8. 3:30, clock rolling. First half, we're in the second quarter. Rain has let loose. Fans have a lot of umbrellas. You go to a Chicago Bears game, you're not supposed to have an umbrella, but it does happen. I've been there with my dad preseason. Cats and dogs. Twins rip to the right, split out wide left. Handoff, right side, two hole. Eli Carter is going to pick up a first down. They're going to stop the clock. Maybe not going to have first down yardage. He's going to get yards shy. Third down 1. So they'll spot it right there. Near the 19-yard line. Third down. They're calling it 2. Line to gain is the 21. Under center. I formation. Dent Hoover under center. Call McCain. Got early movement. Both sides. Let's see what the call is. Should probably call this one on the offense. Pretty good reaction right there, both teams. Illegal procedure against the Blue Devils. So they'll back it up 5. It's going to be 3rd and 7. Rain coming down. A lot of fans on here. Blue Devils travel well. They knew it was going to rain. Clock is moving at 2:19. 3rd down 7. It'll line up trips to the right. The Blue Devils. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. Rib race, but out wide left, short side of field. Call McCadence, gets a snap and a handoff. Eli Carter, he dives it forward. He didn't get much. He might got a shuffle. He's going to bring that 4th down 5. Blue Devils. He's going to have to boot it out of there. Central Catholic called their timeout. First timeout. Timeout, Knights. 1:57 on the game clock. Going to talk this over. Stopping the clock real quick. With Brian May. And rain is coming down. 1:57 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Rain has let loose. Not sure the length of this rain, but I think it's going to be maybe for the duration of this game. So 14-0, Central Catholic call a timeout to stop the clock. They're on the field now, going to line up in punt-receive formation. Blue Devils going to take every bit of this timeout, even though they didn't call it. Keeping the ball dry right here inside of towel, the linebacker referee. Dropping back to punt. is going to be 87, I do believe. Eli Carter. So he'll stand at his goal line looking for the snap. Good snap, good catch. He'll boot it out of there. It's going to bounce favorably one time and then laterally. It's going to be touched dead right there at the 47 of Tippett. Central Catholic, 47 yards from Pater. 1:48 on the game clock. Nice out on the field. Blue Devils defensive mode. Brogan London calling the huddle. 1:48 left. Clock will start on the snap. It's first and 10. Knights. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Smith. Trips to the left. They go deep motion. Bushy, he'll come back left side. Flag on the play. He'll hand off up the middle. He'll get across the 40 to about the 42. Illegal shift. Illegal shift on the Knights. Two men motion. Didn't get set. 1:43 on the game clock. They'll back it up from the line of scrimmage. So 1:43. They'll back it up. Bushy went in motion. Another player moving at the same time during the snap. Ball moves back across the 50. It'll be spotted. Nosed up to the 49 of Central Catholic. First down, 15. 1:43 on the game clock. It'll start on the snap. Shotgun formation. Trips to the left. Dropping the throw. Pass play. Tall pass. Goes incomplete. Goodrich had a chance to get it. After that ball was tipped by the initial receiver, anything's legal. There's no interference. And Goodrich probably thought he was going to get that, but he got caught from behind in the legs by Brent Robbins, and that was all legal. 1:39 on the game clock. Clock stopped. Ball's respotted, 49-yard line. Slot left, slot right, short side of the field. Send him in the backfield to Smith. Shotgun snap. Going to be taken by Clark Berry. He'll hand off. Right to left to get a good gainer. To get back just across the initial 10-yard stick. Smith going to take it to near the 45-yard line of Tipton. Clock stopped at 1:34. Timeout called by the Knights. 1:34 left. Their second timeout called in the first half. And then both of these running backs, got to mention Tipton Blue Devil, junior athlete Eli Carter, 5'9", 170. He averages 9.7 per carry. He's carried the ball for 1,135 yards. He's carried the ball six times over the century mark in a game. He's got 19 touchdowns. He averages 141.9 per game. His long is 85. That was a couple of weeks ago playing the Huskies. We'll mention Baylor Smith, another junior ball carrier, 5'9", 186 in eight ball games. Coming into this ball game, carried the ball 131 times, 772 yards, 5.9 average. Average per ball game, 96.5 yards. He's got eight touchdowns on the ground. His longest is 34. He's got three games over the century mark. 1:34 left. Getting ready to make the ball live right here. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line. Making adjustments right there on the small stenographer's pad is the umpire. He wrote down second timeout issued to Central Catholic. Getting ready to set the ball down. Going to pull it out of the towel. There we go. Rain is coming down. Shotgun formation. Trips to the left. Wing right. Call McCain, Clark Barrett. Going to be a handoff to Taibushi and reverse to Evan Dehart. Flag on the play. Another flag comes in. He's going to go out of bounds. Six. Did he get dropped? He got to drop the six. 1:26 clock stops. I'm going to wait and sort this out. Two flags might have represented the same play, or the same penalty, I should say. Conversation right there. Umpire is going to let us know. Signals to the press box holding against the Knights has declined. Going to make it fourth down, fourth and 10. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 48-yard line, off the 47. Going to drop back, looks to be in punt formation. That's Clark Barrett. It's one of the special ways he could do this. He's also the quarterback. He's not very deep, about 10, 12 yards deep. He's going to boot this one. He's going to let it go. He's going to go to no man's land. He's going to get a good bounce and then come back. Spotted right there about the 12. Bren Robbins fetches the ball dead. 1:11 left here in the second quarter. So they're starting about the 11, maybe the 12. Just spotted at the right hash. Blue Devil football enters the ball game. From the 12 right hash, 1:11 left, Blue Devils take over. Clock will start on the snap. Play comes in to the huddle, to the line of scrimmage, Blue Devils. Play clock yet to begin. Both teams ready to go. They're at the line of scrimmage waiting for the whistle. There it is. Under center, Vince Hoover. He's going to take a kneel down. They're going to evaporate the clock. They're going to let it go by. If Central Catholic doesn't call a timeout, they'll let this clock empty out. They took a kneel down right there with Vince Hoover. He was under center. Got the snap, kneel down. Going to lose a yard each time doing it that way. 51 seconds. Play clock at 25. They got to snap this ball one more time before they can go into halftime. Rain is falling. Not big raindrops, but plenty of them. So they're working right there under center. Vince Hoover calls the cadence. They'll take a kneel down. Everybody knew it. Play clock is going to start at 40, so the first half is theoretically over. 20 seconds, it's going to elapse down. 15 seconds, both teams know it. They're just standing there waiting for the clock to expire. 10 seconds. Clock's going to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a good half thus far. Shifting Blue Devils. Take a halftime lead into the locker room. 14-0. We appreciate you listening. We thank those who make it possible to hear tonight's ballgame. We hope you'll listen and patronize these folks for making Blue Devil football possible.
GN Sports, thank you for listening.
With the copy list, it's showtime in hand. Community restrooms, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Ripples. Begin tribute. Great Pacific Valley tribute for coverage of Pacific Valley sports. In addition to the free and easy paper, the Pacific Valley tribute is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And make sure you like the Pacific Valley tribute page on Facebook and follow Michelle.
Sure.
On Twitter for updates on
Aries Games. Please direct your attention to the West End Zone. Tonight we recognize our senior football players and band members. And what's your name? He's a 4-year member and 4.5 months in the football team.
Stop by if you only want to browse around. 1720 South
South King Street, Noblesville, Indiana. It will be black and awards. Turn around, low prices. So you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us by phone, 317-773-7391. Or online, it's noblesvilletrophies.com. 1-877-TREE-GUY. For Tree Removal, call the real Tree Guy at 1-877-TREE-GUY. That's 1-877-TREE-GUY. Again, for tree removal, call 1-877-TREE-GUY. He's the real Tree Guy. You can find him at 9999. You'll be more than glad you made the call to get these dumpsters in. Jim Handy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Handy, we strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first plate of spinach, we at Jim Handy Restaurant put all of our guests first, no matter what town it is. We'll mention breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Kitchen, Noblesville, and Greenfield, Jim Handy Restaurant. Always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. You don't need to put it on Fort Bend when a Jim Handy menu is calling your name. Bowl 32, at 325, location 845 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Bowl32.com, or by phone 317-773-3381. Kids parties, bowling, laser tag, arcade, and more. Join the bowling league today. And for everyone, call us to book your spot. And now, Big Dog Pizza. Appetizers, chocolates, sandwiches, specialty pizzas. Big Dog Pizza, now at Bowl 32, at the west side of Noblesville. Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. Visit us on the web, reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli, located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Hours of operation for Reynolds, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon. And on Sunday, Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Join us for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Serve a hot coffee and donut or that hot breakfast you are looking for. Stop in and visit Thank you. you can send or receive. This package is located at 100 Nancy Drive, Pennsylvania Pizza Hut on State Road 32, the West Branch of Bethelsville. This is Friday day on the internet. Check out TrickBeer96@gmail.com.
We're still at halftime. There, I'm stretching their legs. We have about a minute. Tom Delgado, right? Tom Delgado. Week 5 did a great job telling the picks, so here we go. NFL, last night, 28-22. That was no surprise.
No surprise in that game. Justin made Tom Brady prove he's a goat.
9:30, Sunday morning, our time, Dolphins at the Jaguars in London.
We're going to go Dolphins in that one.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, Chargers are at the Ravens.
Man, Ravens, you see Lamar Jackson's last game. Let's keep it rolling.
1 p.m., the Vikings at the Panthers.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. Let's go with the Panthers.
All right, well, I guess so. The Packers are at the Bears.
Bears.
All right, now good. Bengals are at the Lions.
That's going to be, I think, the Bengals all the way. Lions are definitely a great seller in the NFC North right now.
The Texans are at the Colts.
Come on, let's go Colts. Let's bring it home.
All right, the Texans, LA Rams are at the Giants.
We're going to go with the Rams. We're not sure who's going to be quarterback for the Giants. So, Rams are going to bring it home.
Kansas City Chiefs at Washington.
Chiefs all the way.
All right, the Cardinals at the Browns.
We're going to go with Cardinals. We're going to keep it rolling.
Las Vegas Raiders at the Broncos.
Let's go Broncos.
Cowboys at the Patriots.
We're going to go Cowboys in that one.
Sunday night, Seahawks are at the Steelers.
We're going to go Seahawks.
Monday night, the Bills and the Titans.
We are going to go Bills.
Thank you, Tom. That was quick. That's like the guy on ESPN. Okay, I got 3 minutes. Yeah, but anyway. Opening kickoff goes out of bounds. Going to have the opportunity to call it three ways. One of the three. Back him up, make him kick it from 5 yards back. Take it where it went out of bounds. Or take it 25 yards from where the kick happened. They'll take it at the 35. One moment. Okay, first and 10. Blue Devils ball spotted at the 35-yard line. We'll see if Paula can check the level. If she can, let me know. 12 minutes on the game clock. Ball went out of bounds. That was Tom Delgado going through the NFL picks in a hurry. Second half, Tipton is at Lafayette Central Catholic. Going to take the handoff and keep himself. Vince Hoover going to pick up necessary yardage. He'll go left side. He'll go out of bounds. Timeout on the surface. Timeout, official timeout. They'll check on him. Just take a breather. Right there. We'll say when we know who that is. I think we do. Took a pretty good hit in the helmet. I would be in protocol. Keegan O'Connor walking off the surface gingerly. A check on him. Coach Brian May checking on him. A couple of managers helping him off. That can happen. We'll hope the best for him. Likely he will not enter the ball game again this evening. Now check on him. Shotgun formation. It's Hoover. Motion near side. Going to get it to Nate Powell. He gets the handoff. The jet sweep. He doesn't get much. Might have lost one. Thank you very much, Paula. And they'll work from there. Andrew Klein on the stop for Central Catholic. Andrew Klein plays the linebacker. He entered this ballgame with the most tackles of any ninth player. He entered this game with 85 tackles. That's combined assists and solos. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Second down 10. To his left side in the backfield, Eli Carter. Timeout called.
Timeout called by the Blue Devils. We're in the third quarter, 11:03 on the game clock. It's a 14-0 advantage for Tipton. Tipton driving, opening kickoff of the second half. Ball spotted at the 46-yard line, Tipton territory. Timeout called here by Tipton. Checking on personnel. And we'll also mention national receiving leaders. These are the receiving leaders. First we'll mention, I think I did not. Well, yes, I did. National receiving leaders, there's three of them, top three. We're at number 35, Luke Livingston. He's a sophomore, 5'11", 180. Hippocnogus High School, that's Orem, Utah. He plays basketball and football. He's caught receiving yards, 1,314 in eight ball games. Blue Devils back out to the huddle. Knights are at the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 46.5. 11:03 on the game clock. Play clock is at 16. Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. They'll go trips left side, wide side of the field. Spread out wide right, short side is Sam Ridgway. Single man in the backfield. Eli Carter behind him. Carter gets the handoff. He'll go left side. He's trying to break the chain. He did. Carter's still on his feet. He's going to be close to a first down. He needed 11. He may have gotten 11, but just 11. We'll double check here. They'll eyeball it. Six are on that side of the field. They're going to eyeball it. The umpire takes a look. He says first down. So Eli Carter runs for first down yardage. Clock at 10:40. It'll start when the six are ready. They'll go from there, clock rolling, 10:38. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, spin out wide left. High snap, handled by Vince. He'll hand off, he'll go right side, they'll give it to Sutter Griffin, the ball carrier. They'll get back to the line of scrimmage. Line of scrimmage, and they'll work from there. So no gain, it's going to bring up second down 10. Blue Devils in the huddle. 28 on the play clock, so they'll adjourn the huddle. Ball spotted at the 43-yard line. It's nose up to the Central Catholic 43. Nate Powell split out wide right, trip to the left. Single man in the backfield. Shotgun snap can be taken by Vince Hoover. He hands off right to left. It's going to break the left corner right here. Eli Carter couldn't get it broken. Might have gained one. Knights right there to make the tackle. And on the stop right there, number 50, Nicole Bell. Clock moving, 9:27. They're calling it third down 10. Not quite 10, but pretty much. Clock moving, 9:18. Blue Devils still in the huddle. 20 seconds on the game clock. They break huddle. A split out wide right. It's going to be Aiden Toll and Sam Ridgway split out wide right. Wing right there, near motion, Nate Powell. He'll take the handoff on the check sweep. Pass play over the middle. Right there to make the catch. Couldn't bring it in. Defense was good. Catch was right there. Defense was tough and still on the surface. A check on him. A check on him. He'd blow the whistle. Coach Aaron told him to walk out. Check on him. And they'll start right there. Coach Burke out there. Conversation back to his feet. Aiden told. He's going to walk off. I believe he'll be back from the body language I see from here. 8:56 on the game clock. 14-0, Tipton on the drive. Fourth down 10. Back to punt, Blue Devils. Right here, I believe we're going to see Levi Burkett. Rain coming down. It's coming down pretty much straight down. Small, small raindrops, but plenty of them. Ty Snappy gets some five-bone line drive takeaway. It's a good one, punt. It's going to be nice to a stop right there, near the 10, probably near the 5. That ball scooted through there. It was a low elevation. It's about 6, maybe 8 feet off the ground. There's a line drive rope. It bounced a couple times. Blue Devils dove on it to keep it from going any further. And so another punch for Levi Burkett inside the 20. That makes 3 for Levi on the season. 8:48 on the game clock. Clock stops. Change of possession. Knights take over. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith. He'll line up left side of Clark Barrett. It'll slot, double slot left side. Hand off. They're going to give it to Smith. They'll work it right side. 2-hole. Spear it out to the 4 and the 6 hole. When he gets across the 6, he'll pick up a first down on first down carry. 8:41. Game clock. They'll stop the clock to move the chains. Working right there. Misdirection. A lot of passing plays in this game. A lot of running games. Probably not quite even. 8:34. The clock moving. We're in the third quarter. Shotgun. Going to be a handoff again. We'll take it to him. Clark Barrett's going to keep it. He's going to be tackled around the ankles. He'll dive forward. His 6'5" frame. He'll pick up a couple more. So, in on the stop right there. Brogan London. London wraps him up at the ankles. 8:07. Clock moving. Third quarter. Slot left, slot right. Ball just inside the right hash. Shotgun formation. They're going to change the play. Everybody stands at attention. As long as the linemen don't go down in a three-point stance, they can stand up. Get the new play. Shotgun formation. Moving to his left, Baylor Smith. Slot right, slot left. Dropping the throw. Pass play across the middle. Sling pass. Caught it. Baylor Smith. Flag comes in. Flag comes in. Tackle probably made there by Steven Ridgway. Linebacker. Flag on the play. Might have been a helmet to helmet. Not sure. Well, here. Personal foul. Helmet to helmet. Contact. Got to get lower. Got to get that shoulder pad into the body. Got to put the shoulder pad. Cut him off with the helmet. They'll put the shoulder pad in the body. 7:38, they move the chains. 44-yard line. First and 10, Central Catholic Knights. Chains are set. 7:38 on the game clock. Clock rolling. Play clock at 23. Line of scrimmage. Slot left, single man in the backfield, Taylor Smith. Motion, near deep motion as Bushy to hand off to Smith. Smith's still loose. Smith's going to pick up 8, maybe 9 yards after contact. Smith picked up about 5 additional.
Cole Hussey
in there, another stop. Cole Hussey having a great game as a freshman. 7:06, clock moving. Ball spotted at the right hash. Second down two for Central Catholic. Ball just across the 50. Spotted at the 48 of Tipton. Shotgun. Trips to the left. Going to hand off again. Baylor Smith picks up first down yardage. He needed 2. He's got 5. Tackle on the play. Drew Servies. Drew Servies wearing number 54 in this ball game. First time he's worn a number different than 31 this season, to my knowledge. Ball just across the 45, marked at about the 44.5. First and 10, clock moving, 6:42. Trip to the left, long side, right side of the field, trip, should say, motion. Deep motion for Bushy. Pass play across the middle, high pass. Couldn't bring it in. Intended receiver was Alex Hardebeck. Sophomore receiver. So they'll bring it back and they'll respot it. It'll be second down 10. if both these teams played each of these 10 games this season, it'd probably end up about 5-5 or something like that.
What a ball game.
Shotdown. Clark Barrett, handoff up the middle.
Strong move.
You're going to get a positive game. You'll pick up about 8. Ball's going to be spotted at the 36-yard line. Baylor Smith going to pick up about 7. 6:08 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Third down, 3. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. It's tipped it. Slide left, slide right. Single man in the backfield is Smith. He'll get the handoff. Handoff, he'll dive forward. He'll get enough. He'll get a first down. They'll move to chains. 5:49 on the game clock. Substitution in the ballgame for Central Catholic. Evan Deanhart taking a breather. Coming into the ballgame, 24, Jackson King. Shotgun formation, 2 in the backfield, a long list, Clark Barrett. Got him to eye. Power eye left. Handoff, deep back, that's Smith. Smith dives forward. Goes 2-hole. Blue Devils hold him up. Picks up a positive gain. Gonna pick up about 5 on the carry, maybe 6. 5:17 on the game clock. Play clock started at 40, it's at 34 now. Working from the line of scrimmage, checking wristbands. Clark Barrett in a shotgun. 2 in the backfield. Right in a deep left. Going to hand off fullback. That's Kane. Jackson Kane, the ball carrier, wears number 24. Just went in the game for Evan Deanhart. Picking up a positive gain, and Drew Serby's right there to make the stop. 4:45 in the game clock, checking the sideline. Coach Brian A. signaling the plays in. Substitution, Deanhart back in the game. Jackson King taking a breather. Shotgun formation, slot right. Slot left. Clark Barrett calling the cadence. Going to hand off to Baylor Smith. Going to pick up another first down. They'll move the chains, and they're going to spot him at the 17-yard line. 4:18 on the game clock. They're going to spot them and they'll start the clock once again. So to the line of scrimmage, trips to the left, wide side of the field. Owen Munn, closest nearby. Clark Barrett, here comes near motion. Take the handoff, they give it to Smith. No, they did give it to him. Hand it to Bushy. Bushy gets tackled out of bounds. Bushy going to get stopped for a 2-yard loss. Couldn't turn the corner. Right there to make the tackle. Sam Ridgeway in on the stop. Goodrich. And right there was Hussey. 4:03 on the game clock. They'll move it over to the left hash. Play clock at 23. There's a line of scrimmage. Split left. Slot right. 2 in the backfield along with Clark Barrett. Shotgun quarterback. High snap. He gets a hold on it. Looking to throw a pass. Going to roll left. He's going to be tackled in the backfield. He's going to get called for a sack. It's going to be Brogan London. Brogan London going to split that sack in half with number 62, Giovanni Fuentes. 2 seniors tackling the senior quarterback. Ball spotted back at the 29-yard line. 3:35 game clock. Looking for the signal. Third down play. Calling it 3rd and 22 on the board. Ball spotted at the 28-yard line of Tipton. Play clock is at 14. To the line of scrimmage, getting ready to start the cadence. Play clock at 8:07. Clark Barrett calling the signals. Motion away is Deanhart. Low pass. Might have pulled that one off the shoe tips. The shoelaces, I should say. They'll take it inside the 10. That was Hardebeck. Alex Hardebeck made the play. If we did have replay here, I'm sure a red flag would be thrown. He picked that right off the shoelaces. Low pass. So they'll take it inside the 10. They're spotted at the 7. First and goal. Timeout on the play. Cisco Catholic going to call timeout. 2:56 left from the 7. First and goal, Central Catholic. 15 in front, 14-0. Central Catholic on the doorstep. We're here at Central Catholic High School. And good football, knew it would be. We'll also mention around the region. Playing for first or second place, Western is at West Lafayette tonight. This game here for third or fourth place, Tipton and Lafayette and Central Catholic. And for fifth or sixth place, Hamilton Heights is at Rensselaer tonight. They've already played them once this season. Heights got the win. Playing for seventh or eighth place, Lewis Cass is at Twin Lakes. And playing for ninth or tenth, it's Northwestern at Denton Central. Timeout's over, waiting for the whistle. Call both teams to the line of scrimmage. 2:56 left. First and goal from the 7 from the left hash for Central Catholic. Split out wide left. They got stripped to the right. Won the backfield. That's Bingo Smith. Shotgun snap would be taken by Clark Barrett. They'll hand off to Smith. Smith dives forward. It's 3-hole. He's going to be loose. He's going to get it in the end zone. Near the pylon, left side. Touchdown. Nice goal on the board. 2:50 remaining in the third quarter. They'll try to point out the touchdown. Who do they send out? They're going to send out their kicking unit. We're going to see number 5, Alex Hardebeck. Double check, you know. Number 6, Clark Obermiller. Obermiller, soccer style, he's going to try to boot this through. About 3 yards deep. Looking for a better snap this time. He got the last, here we come, low snap. Through the uprights, good elevation. The Knights score 7 here in late in the third quarter. 14-7 contest. Got a call texted in. Michelle Garman says West Lafayette leading Western 34-0. So that's kind of no surprise, but the score is always good to hear. And thank you, Michelle Garman. She's working from home today. She's probably watching a million ball games, writing notes. Say what, she's a writer and a half. If you don't believe me, check out the Tipton Tribune. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. And Central Catholic on the board. Kind of how this game went in week 5. Tipton was up 14-0, then it was 14-7, then it was 21-7, then it was 21-14, then I think it was 28. Anyway, it was not below a 14-point deficit for very long in much of the second half. The final was 42-28. Obermiller going to go, looks to be onside. We'll see. Here comes the kick. He's going to do a pooch kick, a fair catch called for by Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole calls for the fair catch at the 35. That's about 25-yard pooch airborne kick. And a pretty good thinker he is. That's Aiden Cole, the coach's son. So that fair catch is a great idea. Tipton's going to put it in play at their own 33, first and 10. Rain is pretty much dissipated. 8:53 on the wristwatch. If it is, it's just barely sitting. Can't hardly see him. So they'll line up trips to the right. Blue Devils. They'll take the shotgun snap. They'll hand off to Eli Carter. He's going to be stood up there at the line of scrimmage. So they'll work it from there. Eli Carter going to pick up about 1. It's going to be second down 9 for Tipton. Clock, the last thing, 2:28 on the game clock moving. Second down 9, they'll move it to the left hash. They'll call it 1st and 10. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, Eli Carter right side of him in the backfield. They got a tight bunch, wing 3 right there, and they'll take the pitch. Vince Hoover is going to go left side. He'll try to get the 5-hole. They'll stop him at the line of scrimmage. No gain, no, maybe a gain of 1. Going to be 3rd down, 9. So 1:52, clock moving. Play comes into the huddle. And he has the legs of Vince Hoover. Play clock at 24. We're going to adjourn huddle right now. 1:39, clock moving. We're in the third quarter. 14-7, Griffin in front. Trips to the right, split out wide left. Hoover called the case. He's going to hand off, take the handoff to Eli, going down the field. High pass. Going to go up forward and be an interference call. 3 flags come in for early contact. It was an underthrown ball like last week. Nate Powell trying to come back for the football, but the defense is back. Play in the eyes of Nate Powell, didn't know where the ball was at. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. They'll pick up a 1st down. Not a spot foul in high school or college. 1:22 on the game clock. Going to move that from the line of scrimmage, 15 yards. They're going to spot it, nose up to the 50. 50-yard line, left hash. Blue Devils get a 1st down by penalty. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Tight end right is Service. Split left is Nate Powell. Shotgun, good handoff. They'll give it to Eli Carter. He's through the hole. He's going to pick up 1st down yardage, maybe 12. He veered it left side, went through the 3-hole, veered it on left. Straight for the stick and got past the stick. He got 2 additional. He got 12. So they'll move the sticks once again. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line of Central Catholic. 1:16 on the game clock. They'll roll the clock now. 39-yard line, 1st and 10 for Pittman. Central Catholic territory. Split out wide right is Aiden Cole. Left split out is Nate Powell. Single man in the backfield, Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll go left side again. Identical play. He'll play back to the inside. He's going to make it to the end zone. He's got some wheels. Trying to chase him down right there with Bushy. You're going to get a 39-yard touchdown run. Eli Carter puts his 20th signature on a touchdown for this season. 56.6 left. They'll try to point after. We're going to see again Nick Hughes for the point after. And the holder, once again, is 81, Aiden Toll. Calling for a snap is Toll. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights. Got some pretty good length right there. Strong legs for Nick Hughes. 21-7. Tipton. Trying to capture and did capture that 14-point deficit right there. They just try to keep that between them and Central Catholic. 56.6 left. We're in the third quarter. And I will mention a little bit about Tipton Blue Devils running game for Vince Hoover. Vince Hoover in 8 games. Entering this game, carries the football 42 times for 171 yards. 4.1 average, 21.4 per game average. As long as 35, he's got 4 touchdowns on the ground. For Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Clark Barrett in 8 games, 21 carries, 68 yards, 3.2 yards per carry. 15 is his long. He's got 9 touchdowns on the ground. Ready to kick. It's Dakota Ferg. 6-yard approach. High revolution. End under end. Will be taken at the 15. Going to follow the blockers. Be tackled by the ankles right there. London makes the stop along with number 26, Sutter Griffin. Alex Hardebeck.
So let's buy it right there. 51.6 left. Third quarter. Going to spot it at the left hash. Double check that. They're going to bring it into the middle. Going to have a choice. Clark Barrett says, how about in the middle? And they'll spot it just inside the left hash. They'll line up in a slot left, slot right. Single man in the backfield is Baylor Smith, junior running back. Senior quarterback, Clark Barrett, calling the cadence. 14 on the play clock. Here comes a snap. Quick step down route. Hardback makes the catch. They get a first down. Yards after the catch, yards after contact, I should say, pretty good for Hardback. He'll pick up first down yardage. He'll pick up 13 on the reception from Clark Barrett. Just a quick sit-down route for Hardebeck. He's over left side this time. Split out wide left. Trips to the right. Single in the backfield. It's Smith. Call McKinney's Clark Barrett. He'll take the snap. He'll hand off to Smith. He'll go left side. Three-hole. He'll get to the 48-yard line. They're going to pick up five. It's going to be second down five. Scurvy's in on the stop. Game clock's at 25. The play clock is upside down. Does not have to snap it, but probably will. 17 seconds left. Shotgun. Trips to the right, split left. Single man in the backfield is Smith. Call the cadence. Clark Barrett is going to take the handoff passing play. Looking to throw it. Trying to get the pass off. He does. It's intercepted. Tipped and intercepted. That's Nate Powell. He just needed 1 foot in bounds. They probably got two. Nate Powell broke the route, came in and made the catch in front of the intended target. Gibson gets the football back. A spotting inside Central Catholic territory. Clock emptied out. Nice and Tipton going to take a break here between quarters. Gibson will take over about the 49 of Central Catholic. They won't have to move the football very far. They'll work from there. And that will remind you, SOS football camp at Scheib O'Hara Scheib. Camp is in its 23rd season. If you are serious about improving as a football player, this is a camp you need to attend. Call us now or fill out our online registration form to get on your way. SOS says, see you on the field. You can email Coach Lance Scheib. Lance Scheib, 1985 graduate from Warren Central High School. He caught passes from Jeff George. Went on to graduate at Purdue. Caught passes there, graduated in 1989. You can email Lance Scheib at Coach Scheib, S-H-E-I-B, 81, at gmail.com. Again, that's Coach Scheib, that's S-H-E-I-B, 81, at gmail.com, or you can visit their website, sosfootballcamp.com, sosfootballcamp.com. So get ready for fourth quarter. Here they go. Blue Devils going from my right to my left. They're going away from the scoreboard. Slide left. They go tight end right. Single man in the backfield. Going to be a handoff. Going to spin move. Going to work it outside. It's Eli Carter going to be tackled down after about a half-yard gain. Owen Munn was number 8 next to tackle. Owen Munn injured this ball game with 23 tackles. He's got one of the 7 interceptions. So they'll work it from there. And we'll mention, Nate Powell picks up interception number 3. He leads the Blue Devils. No one else has more than one. So we're going to split out wide left is Cole. Wide right is Nate Powell. Shotgun. High snap. Captured. Captured high by Vince Hoover. He had to go forward to finish the play. He picked up a couple, maybe 3. It's going to be 3rd down and a long 7. So ball moves to the 47-yard line of Central Catholic. 10:55 clock moving. Fourth quarter, 21-7. Blue Devils in front. Third down, McCollum at 8 on the board. A long 7, slot left. In the slot is Nate Powell, left side. Split out wide left is Aiden Toll, tight end right. Going to be a passing play. Going to let it go. Looking for over the back there. No call. Pretty good defense right there. Trying to get it to Nate Powell. They worked it right there. That was Carter Johnson. Senior athlete Carter Johnson. Good defense right there. Swatting away with that offside hand. He's 5'10", 168. Carter Johnson plays outfield in baseball. Spot the ball at the 47-yard line. Fourth and 8. Deep to punt. Blue Devils looks to be number 11. Levi Burkett. Burkett back 13 yards. Here comes the snap. Good snap. Good boot. Going to go left side. Going to bounce. Going to get away from it. The Blue Devils are going to touch it down right there near the 17 or 18-yard line. Drew Service touches it down. Knights will put it in play from the right hash. First and 10, 10:22 remaining here in fourth quarter. Rain's coming down again. Maybe it didn't stop. It's small, small, small raindrops, but many of them. So there's a line up there to 17. First and 10, Clark Barrett in the shotgun. There's the whistle. Trip to the left, split out wide right, short side of field. Taylor Smith going to get the handoff. He'll go right to left. Three hole to pick up minimal gain. Going to pick up maybe 4 on the carry. 3.5, 4 yards. Get back to the line of scrimmage. Clock rolling near the 10-minute mark. Trip to the left. Split out wide right. Smith in the backfield. He'll move left side of Clark Barrett in the shotgun. Call the cadence. He'll take the snap. Dropping a throw. Pass play. Out check. He'll be intercepted. Jumped up. Made the catch. That was Drew Service playing linebacker. Just backing up in his coverage. Reading the eyes of Clark Barrett. Jumping up and making the catch. That was just about an 8-yard outplay. But Servies in front of the football jumped up and made the catch wearing number 54. He can do that wearing any number. So the Blue Devils get the ball back and they'll take over at the Central Catholic 21-yard line. Put in play right there at the left hash. 40 seconds asked for on the clock. Put it at the 21-yard line. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. 13 seconds. Shotgun, single man in the backfield. Eli Carter split out wide right. Looks to be Goodrich. Handoff, going to go right to left. That's the gut. Eli Carter going to get a minimal gain there. Going to bring up second down 9. So they'll spot it right there near the 20-yard line. 9:23 on the game clock. Pierre Huddle with the play from the sideline, Vince Hoover. 22 seconds on the play clock. They'll break Huddle. 9:12 game clock. They'll line up slot right. In the slot is Nate Powell. Split out wide right is Aiden Toll. They're going to line up single man in the backfield. Taking his high snap there. Hoover making the handoff to Eli Carter. Didn't meet the hole. Quite right. The snap was high. Had to hesitate to get the ball. Going to be a gain of about 1, maybe 2. They're going to call it 3rd down and 8. Ball's just inside the left hash. In fact, the rain is coming down a little bit harder now. This rain's supposed to go away at daybreak, and it's not going to rain this weekend. Go figure. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Single man in the back going to stop the clock or stop the play. Timeout system. 8:24, fourth quarter clock, Tipton calls timeout. And we'll let you know a little bit more about the national receiving leaders.
receiving leaders will miss him. Number two in the nation. Where's number 32? That's Dalton Bailey. He's a senior, 6'1", 182. He's from Cincy Valley High School in Buell, Alabama. He plays two sports, basketball and football. He's caught the football for 1,248 yards. That's in 8 games. And at number 3 national receiving leaders, that's Cody Hagan. He's also a senior, 6'1", 180. Corner Canyon High School, Draper, Utah. He's caught 1,222 passing yards. He averages 20 per catch. 61 receiving, and we'll mention that's 135.8 per game average. He's caught 11 touchdown receptions. Back in the huddle. Blue Devil's going to turn the huddle. Rain's coming down. Just in, the ball's just inside the left hash. Third down 8 from the 19-yard line. They're in Central Catholic territory. Coming up with a good interception right there for this drive with Drew Serbis. Shotgun formation. I'll hand off going right to left. Eli Carter. Carter's going to be close to a first down, a second. And he's going to be down inside the 5. West Lafayette got the win. Michelle Garman tells us West Lafayette got the win versus Western. 44-0. Next week, Western will be playing Class 4A. They'll be Sectional 22. They'll host Indianapolis, Ron Colley. Ron Colley, right up there near the top in the rankings, if not the top. Going to line up shotgun. Left hash, single man in the backfield. Split out wide right there to hand it off. Going to give it to Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin with a pretty much a clean jersey right there. Gives him a hand off left side. Sutter Griffin with that clean jersey, he does have a touchdown run in this ball game. So 7:39 clock rolling. Griffin's going to run off the surface. Back in the game is Eli Carter. Sutter Griffin, just a sophomore. He's going to be a good 1-2 punch a year from now, along with Eli Carter. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Split wide right. Wide side of the field, that's Nate Powell. Split left side is Aiden Toll. They're going to hand off Eli Carter. He'll stop and start. He'll break up, break through when you get a touchdown. Eli Carter breaks through. Looks like he was snuffed. He goes right through the middle of the line and jogs into the end zone. 27-7. They'll try the point after. Eli Carter picks up touchdown number 21 of the season. That's on the ground. Eli Carter has a couple in the air. And the Lioness for point after touchdown. Nick Hughes, the kicker. Play clock at 15. Aiden Toll calling for the football. Puts the spot down. Good snap. Could be just inside the right upright. 7-10 left here in the fourth quarter. Tipton goes up 21-7. And I will remind you a little bit about defensive leaders. These are defensive leaders, national level. I got about one for each category. I got two for interceptions because they're tied. Number one, total tackles. He wears number 33. He's a middle linebacker. Sebas O'Farrell, he's 6'2", 225. He goes to high school at Service High School in Anchorage, Alaska. He's got 160 total tackles. 98 of those are solo. We'll mention quarterback sacks, national leader. Where's number 20? Nathan Hallmark. He's also a senior. He's a defensive end and a linebacker. He goes to school at Fossil Ridge High School in Fort Collins, Colorado. He's 6'3", 210. He's got 16 quarterback sacks, along with 52 tackles. There's the boot. It's going to be a swift kick up the middle. You go to the back row. Picked up at the 15. To drive it around and get across the 20 to 30. So that's a 32, 33 yard line. As Hardebeck, Alex Hardebeck, the ball carrier. True service. No, no surprise, making a tackle on Hardebeck. 7:05 left here in the fourth quarter. Rain coming down. You're going to spot this ball at the right edge. You're going to keep it dry as long as you can. You'll spot it now. Rain's hitting it. Center, going to go down on it. And that's Zach Kerr. Zach Kerr, the center, wears 59. Going to go handoff. Left to right. Good ball carry. He'll get about out of bounds. And Baylor Smith. It's just like pendulums right there. It looks like bowling pins right there on the sideline. Everybody's okay. So Baylor Smith picks up a good carry. Baylor Smith going to take it out. It's going to be second down in a long two, I should say, as Smith picks up about 7 or 8. So work it from the right side. Split right, trip to the left. Shotgun formation. There goes early movement. Baylor Smith started to go in motion. He kind of early movement. He could have went in motion and avoided the penalty. Illegal procedure. Central Catholic. 7:01 on the game clock. They move it back 5 yards to the 35. It's nosed up to the 35-yard line. Central Catholic territory. Rain is falling. Pretty evident from here. From shotgun formation. Trips to the left, but out wide right. Going to take the handoff and keep it himself. Clark Barrett. Going to bear it left. He's going to be tackled there by about 4 Blue Devils. Nate Powell, one of them. Sam Ridgway, one of them. Chase Higgins, one of them. He's going to bring up 3rd down 5. Clock moving 6:40. In the ball game, Brent Robbins taking a breather is Baylor Smith. Brent Robbins going to split out wide left. And he's tripped to the right. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. 3rd down 5. Pass play, left side caught. Going to be a 1st down. He'll get out of bounds. As Brent Robbins just went in the ball game, made the catch, 1st down yardage. On the Blue Devil sideline. Six for the Dean Harden. And 6:17 on the game clock. Went out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap.
And 7. And enough for the night.
1st down. So, Clark Barrett, shotgun. Smith in the backfield. Trips right, split left. Going to give it Smith. He'll go right side, try to break the chain. Not going to break it. He's going to be stopped just shy of the 50. Nate Powell in on the stop. London and Ridgeway. 6:02 on the game clock. Buffalo on it. The right edge. Central Catholic driving toward the scoreboard. 28-7. Hitman in front. Shotgun formation. Slot left. Pass play. Screen play. Got to Munn. Munn couldn't hold the football. Munn might have been hearing footsteps, but the ball is somewhat wet. 5:41 on the game clock. Respotted nose up to the 50. 3rd down 3. Ball just inside the right hash. Shotgun formation. Baylor Smith in the backfield. Slot left, slot right, short side. High snap. A little hesitation there, and the Blue Devils are in the backfield to get Baylor Smith. London was one of them. And not a lot of time to react. That was almost like no block was attempted, but... So they'll spot the ball down, lose a couple. 48-yard line. It's going to be 4th and 6. No question, they're going to go for it. 5:05, clock moving. 4th and 6, shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Taylor Smith. Trips to the left, split out wide right, short side of field. Shotgun. Screen play, Smith. He makes the catch. Trying to get 1st down, he does.
He's going to get it into Blue Devil territory. Screenplay, yards after catch, about 15 of those for Baylor Smith. So he'll get a new football inserted right here. Going to call it a gain of 18. The spot at the 36-yard line is tipped. 4:45 on the game clock. Play clock is moving. It's at 26. Knights are at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Slot right. Short slot. Short side of the field. Slot left. Single man in the backfield. Passing play. Clark Barrett looking. Looking. Going to put one down the middle. Be caught by Evan Dehart. Dehart makes the catch. Gets to the 11. They'll stop the clock and move the chains. He stayed in bounds. This clock will start when the chains are set. 4:25 on the game clock. Short conversation right there. London having a conversation with the referee. It'll be an official timeout on the field. 4:25 left. Clock had not started yet. And the clock hadn't started, so the clock was still good. It needs no adjustment. 28-7. Shotgun formation, clock roll. Single man in the backfield is Smith. Trips to the left, going to give it to Smith to go right side. Blue Devil's going to stop him at the 10. Timeout on the play. Going to call timeout tonight. 4:13 left. 28-7. Central Catholic on the doorstep. They're on the 11. Blue Devils 11. So we'll also mention national leaders defensively. Defensive leaders and interceptions. They're both tied. They have 9 interceptions in 8 ball games. Number 7, he's a senior. That's Michael Whaley. Michael Whaley, he's from Hercules High School in Hercules, California. He plays baseball and football. And number 8, he's a junior, Mark Joseph. Mark Joseph, he plays football at Sheffield High School, Memphis, Tennessee. So we've got a listener in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Mr. Randy Hoover. We thank him for tuning in. It's wet here. I hope it's dry there. 4:13 on the game clock. Back to the line of scrimmage, live action. Shotgun. Got motion away with Bushy. Going to hand the ball off to Smith. He'll dive forward. He'll get to the 5. 4:07. So, closing mess right there at the 5-yard line. Blue Devils. He'll go to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. 3:57. Game clock. Clock is moving. 28-7. Shifting in front. We're in the fourth quarter. Shotgun formation. Trip to the left. Going to hand it off to Smith. He gets caught in the backfield. Shooting the gap right there. Blue Devils. That was Sturbys making a stop. Shooting the gap right there. We had a loss on the play. We had a loss of 3 on the play. Could be 4th down. They can get 1 first down at the 1-yard line. That'd be tough to do. Shotgun formation. They'll work it right there. They'll move Smith out left side. Passing play across the middle. It's going to be in and out of the arms. The ball went through the intended receiver's arms and right off the shoulder pads right there. I believe it was Goodrich. Zane Goodrich probably had no idea that ball was going to make it to him. He's going to jog off now. And they're going to turn that one over on downs. So Chipton is going to take over right here. And Michelle Garman tells us that Tri-Central beats Clinton Central 12-6 in overtime. That's a good game for both of those schools. 3:02. On the game clock, 28-7. Under center, Vince Hoover. Two in the backfield, dotting the eye. Take that down, Vince Hoover. Going to hand off. Football comes loose. Ball came loose. It's anybody's football. Sutter Griffin took the hit. Ball popped out. They're going to have to see who the strongest player is at the bottom of the pile.
And they're going to give this one to Central Catholic. Central Catholic takes over. They'll take over at the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. So Nick Page gets credit for the recovery. Nick Page plays the inside linebacker. Just a sophomore. 2:50 on the game clock. 28-7. Ball spotted just the right hash, 10-yard line. 15% defense back out. It's a wet night. We've seen more turnovers of the football this night than we've seen all season long. That's combined, both these teams, Central Catholic and Tipton. I got to admit, though, that surface is about perfect. Even though it's got a residue of water on top of it, just barely. I said, what, the field surface, the Bermuda grass with that sand underneath it, it's well done. Coach Bournet knew there was going to be some tear-ups in the grass, but don't look too bad this wet night. Handoff loose on the turf right there. Smith took the handoff, had to jump on it in a hurry. I tell you what, I've never been a fan of wearing gloves on wet nights. Wet gloves and wet football just don't mix. 2:38, clock moving. You got a double slot, left side, split out wide right. Central Catholic, second down 13, goal. Pass play, tipped. Couldn't get it, it's up over the head of Munn. But that was tipped by a down lineman. It just took the flag of the ball a little bit different. A little bit higher than it would have been. Ball goes in complete, trying to find Owen Munn in the back of the end zone. 2:26, clock stops. It's third down goal. Ball's at the 13-yard line from the right hash. Baylor Smith in the backfield along with Clark Barrett. Slot left, slot right, short side. They give it to Smith to go up the gut to get inside the 10 to get to about the 7. Ball did come loose, but he's going to be called down by contact. Ground cannot cause a fumble. We learned that a couple of games ago when we saw Nate Powell at home at Tipton when he reached out to get extra yardage. The ball came loose when he touched the ground. They made the good call. 2:01, clock moving. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Baylor Smith. Slot. They got double slot left. Pass play. Looking right. Going to go left. Looking right again. And Clark Barrett, he's got room. He's going to punch it. He's going to get it to their touchdown. Almost a shovel pass. It was between a pass and a shovel. He puts it forward about 7 yards. Looked like a good shot put. And got that to Baylor Smith. Touchdown pass to Smith. He crosses the goal line right inside that right pylon. Got the touchdown. It's 28-13, 1:44 left. Point out the touchdown. We're going to see Owen Munn, the holder. Point out the touchdown. We'll look for Clark Barrett to put it through. 1:44 on the game clock. Good snap. A good hold. Going to face fire. Going to roll out right. His Munn. He's going to pass it. It's going to be possibly going to be incomplete. Pass is good. It was in a lot of traffic there. Almost coming down with it. Almost coming down with it. Right there. And I think that's 34. Keegan O'Connor back in this ball game. I'm glad to see it. I saw his grandma and his mom when I was walking up the steps before the game. His mom had a shirt on, 34 metal flake, black shirt, metal flake silver, said O'Connor on the back of it. So I didn't have to ask her who she was. 1:44 on the game clock. 28-13, point after, no good. Snap was kind of short hop. Munn had to call fire and get out of there in a hurry. He's the only player in high school that can be touching the ground with the knee and touch the ball and get back up with the knee touching the ground. 1:44 on the game clock. He's going to spot this at the middle of the field pretty much. He's going to go left side close to the left hash. Going to look for another squib kick or maybe a little pooch kick again. He's going to spot it right there where he wants it. He wants a vertical football. He's got the black tee. He's going to go vertical. He got four behind him, six in front of him. There's this onside kick. It's loose. See who fell on it. It's at the 50-yard line. It's going to be empty to find out who's landing on the football. Ball stayed pretty much on the ground. Went 10 yards exactly. Blue Devil touched it. Let's see if it came loose from him. Getting off the surface right there. The guy holding the ball is O'Connor. So Keegan O'Connor ends up with it. He does look like a strong man. Kenton's going to get credit for the recovery. Right there on the surface, grabbing the football. As soon as he does that, he's down. 143, that's in a high school game. Ball nosed up to the 50, left hash. They're going to line up bust tight right there. Fitz Hoover's going to take the kneel down. Snap and a kneel down, he'll lose a yard. 140, clock moving. And they'll spot it right here at the 49 of Gibson. 28-13, 128 on the game clock. Clock is moving. Play clock to 27. They can take this under a minute before they snap it if they desire. 117-19. They can take it under a minute if they want to. It looks like they're going to snap it before. Looking at the play clock right here is Vince Hoover, sophomore quarterback. He's under center now. He'll take the snap. He'll take the snap at 3 seconds, so he took it right at a minute. Takes the kneel down. It's going to be third down, 12. Play clock at 34. Game clock at 50. He'll have to snap one more time. So Blue Devils in the huddle. Third down. 12, 37 seconds left, play clock to 18. Not going to really matter, they just need to snap this football. It's going to be upside down on the next snap. Under center is Vince Hoover. 3, 2, he'll take the kneel down at 1, 17 seconds, clock is going to empty out. North Vermillion. Tell for me. So they're going to cross bodies right here at the 50-yard line. 2 seconds, one. It's going to empty out. Good ball game. Tipton going to get the win, 28-13. Again, we'll go through this. 4A, Ron Colley going to be at Western next Friday night. Sectional first round. 3A, Twin Lakes will be at Hanover Central. Benton Central will play the winner of game one. 3A 27, Northwestern will be at Fort Wayne Concordia. 3A 28, West Lafayette will be at Brabus Jesuit. That'll be a good matchup. 3A 28, Hamilton Heights will be at Deering Catholic. 2A 33, North Newton will be at Rensselaer Central. 2A 34, Lewis Cass will be at Delphi. 2A 36, Blackford will be at Tipton. 2A 37, South Vermillion will be here at Lafayette Central Catholic. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for her help and her sound tips. And next week, we'll be at Tipton High School. Tipton will be hosting Blackford. We'll look for some coach interviews, hopefully, at 6:30. At the very least, we'll talk to Coach Toll. We hope you'll tune in 6:30 next Friday night. And we thank Michelle Garman for her text messages for this ballgame. Check out Michelle Garman. Check out her writing. She's tremendous. You can visit her at Tipton Tribune. Thanks for listening. No matter if you're home or away, if you're teaching or learning, you've always got to keep the fire burning.